Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Academy Award winner J.K. Simmons stars in the new MGM Plus original series, The Westies.
There it is, Javits Center.
Biggest construction project in the history of New York falls into the lap of the Irish.
This Irish crime gang built New York City on blood, sweat, and loyalty. Their legend is true.
The Italians outnumber us about 100 to 1.
Their story is criminal.
This Irish guy's threatening war.
He's gotta go.
Keep out of Hell's Kitchen.
The Westies. Watch now. Only on MGM Plus.
Welcome to The Bracket, episode 99. Today we are debating both the best and the worst Halloween candy at the same time. We're going to do an 8-seed bracket on one side and an 8-seed bracket on the other for both best and worst. No Che today, but we do have Clemmer and the returning champion, Marty Mush.
Yes.
Two wins in a row.
Yep.
I'm not sure how many other people have done that.
I don't think anyone's done that.
No, no one has. Good for me.
Very good for you. And now we got to see if you can go for a three-peat.
All right.
Are you excited?
No, I don't feel good about my choices. I'm not a... Are you guys Halloween fans?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, as much as an adult can be.
Yeah.
I guess that's true. It'd be kind of weird. I mean, Nick, why was that note? You did a fucking Kool-Aid man right there.
Oh, yeah. It's fun, man. It's candy, and it's scantily clad women and men.
Yeah, that part of it's true.
I am upset. I love observing costumes.
Mm-hmm. Like bad ones? Or
observing.
I just like seeing people in costume, whether it's in picture form or live.
It is kind of the rare thing that's most fun as a kid and as an adult and really not in between. Like in high school Halloween, you don't really dress up. Like maybe you put some shaving cream on and drink, but like... I feel like it's like obviously as a kid it's the fucking
put some shaving cream on.
Yeah, like shaving cream.
Yeah, you
cream
guys
fights.
Didn't fight with shaving cream?
Oh, Long Island is fucked.
I feel like that's the thing.
I
from Long Island think
yeah.
the things they
yeah.
do
yeah.
are the entire
I never did.
I thought that was like literally nationwide. Shaving cream fights on
you
Halloween.
You put like a hot pin
yeah.
into the thing. Into the
what?
Top.
What?
You just put like a hot pin into the top of it so it would squirt out.
Oh, yeah, faster. Yeah, yeah. Squirt out faster.
Are we, you guys didn't do have
silly string?
We had a little bit of that in New Hampshire.
Silly string, yeah.
Not regularly.
What, you put bars of soap in your fucking socks and beat the shit out of people?
I've never heard of a shave. Maybe. A shaving cream fight?
Everyone did that.
Full Metal Jacket, they do that. It's like a punishment.
I thought everyone did.
We did
that.
Silly string. I don't think we ever did shaving cream, although I guess it makes.
Shaving cream was like when you like were in middle school where you thought you were cool.
Yeah.
We did more silly string.
Yes, I think more silly string thing. Before we get into this one, let's talk about 3Chi. Look, we all know about 3Chi. It's like one of the longest running sponsors here. They do basically feel like every podcast. We have here for a very long time. And of all the things in life, one of the best has to be getting high wherever you want, whenever you want, without the paranoia of consuming some sketchy black market boof. I love the word boof. I'm not sure totally what it means, but I like boof. What's the best way to do that? With 3Chi, of course. 3Chi has the highest quality cannabis products, from their delicious Delta 9 edibles to their industry-leading Delta 8 products to their new line of Delta 9O vapes. Today we have something revolutionary to talk about, and that is True Strains. 3Chi True Strains. You know, we're all looking for the perfect cannabis experience, and with True Strains comes tailored cannabis blends designed exact just for you. Whether you're in the mood for a relaxation, euphoria, energy, or something in between, True Strains has you covered. And the best part is that it's all backed by science. No more hit or miss with regular strains. True Strains delivers consistent, potent, and personalized effects that you can rely on every single time you use it. So, if you're ready to experience the next generation of cannabis, head on over to 3Chi.com and explore the future of getting high the True Strains way. We talk about True Strains. We talk about 3Chi all the time. Again, I always recommend the same thing, the rice cereal edible.
Yeah, of course you do.
Every time, baby. I'm a rice cereal edible guy. Can't say the actual name of the cereal brand, I don't think. Lights, Camera, Barstool listeners get an exclusive 15% discount on all 3Chi premium THC products. Go on over to 3Chi and use promo code LIGHTS15 to get 15% off your order. Must be 21 or older to purchase. Please use responsibly. All right. We're going to do first the bad side. We're doing the worst candy side. And starting off the worst candy side.
This is going to piss me off. I'm jumping ahead.
This is going to piss me off so much. So much.
Okay. I love my taste in candy apparently is dog shit.
So how do you feel about the number 2 seed Circus Peanuts?
fuck off. Fuck you. That's not a Halloween candy.
You know you're...
That's something that you could get on Halloween.
Ugh, it's a bad Halloween. Get that.
The only time I ever got it was on Halloween.
I never got Circus Peanuts at Halloween.
I love Circus Peanuts. Love.
Oh, they're nasty.
It's a candy that isn't sweet.
It's banana
or flavored. Savory.
It's orange and it's peanut.
Yeah,
it's banana flavored. It's so...
Why
is
banana
it sweet?
Flavored?
Does it taste sweet?
It tastes like banana.
Why?
And there's
Circus Peanuts.
It tastes like a banana peel.
Yeah, you do.
No.
It's like a puffy peanut.
The texture is fucking disgusting.
It's so gross.
Nasty. Yeah. Just
no,
feels
they're
like
really good, and the Easter ones, especially the eggs, are my favorite.
This sits on
white
your teeth.
Purple, green.
Oh, those are nasty. And that's going up against the number 7 seed, Jolly Ranchers.
What?
Jolly Ranchers are good.
I enjoy Jolly Ranchers.
Jolly Ranchers are a bad Halloween.
Jolly Ranchers are
not a good Halloween candy, but Circus Peanuts?
We're talking about Halloween. Like, we're not debating how good the candy is. It's like, if you go to Halloween, this is how I took this. Is if you go to Halloween, you reach your hand in the basket, and this is what you get.
I think that's the same.
No, there are some differences. Because
there are.
I like getting candies I would never buy full-sized.
Okay,
a full-size Jolly Rancher?
Let's
what do you
debate.
Mean?
Well, no, I'm saying like bars.
Okay.
Eventually.
Okay. So, Circus Peanuts versus Jolly Ranchers. We'll start with the returning champ, Marty Mush.
Circus Peanuts, 1,000%.
Can you pull up a picture of Circus Peanuts?
Circus Peanuts, the way it's like eating a sponge. It's awful. Jolly Ranchers, like, it's unfortunate because your tongue's changing color no matter what. It's always rattling around in your teeth, and I hate when people rattle around things in their teeth. But I think Circus Peanuts are so fucking... I actually think it's insane. I never heard someone say they like it, Nick.
Yeah, you're one of the first people I've heard ever say they like it.
I would say it's in my top 3 candies.
That's fucking crazy.
Francis.
Yeah, they look familiar. I'm so surprised that Circus Peanuts made the list here. I'm going to be honest. Yeah, it's just such a fringe candy. I wouldn't even think of it. I'd forgot. I hadn't thought about it for many years. Until you mentioned it just now. But with that said, Jolly Ranchers, right? To me, a bowl of Jolly Ranchers signifies that something horrible has just happened. Like I'm leaving a very bad flu shot experience or a root canal. I guess they wouldn't have it at a dentist's office. But you know, it's usually left out to distract you or to sort of soothe the pain of whatever just happened. Yeah. And usually some kind of a bad situation. So, believe it or not, I'm actually going to say... Oh, I'm still going to go with Circus Peanuts.
Circus Peanuts. Clemmer.
I'm conflicted here. So,
how do you get Circus Peanuts for Halloween? They're not individually wrapped.
That's my... I'm kind of with Nick here. Circus Peanuts are horrible. They are maybe the worst candy. But I've never once even anticipated or thought or assumed I would get Circus Peanuts for trick-or-treat.
I would reach into my pillowcase and always be like, oh, these fucking things.
You would get Circus Peanuts?
Yeah.
All right, that's enough for me.
Just loose?
Jolly Ranchers are fine.
Just, I don't know why, but they would be
in Marty. There.
Marty's dumb. I don't hate him.
Marty could be lying to you right now?
He's too stupid.
I'm not lying.
He doesn't know how to like. He's too dumb. He can't do anything.
I agree about that.
I'm going to go with Circus Peanuts because they are such a horrible candy. And fuck them. I hate them so much.
Mm-hmm. You're used to getting them like thrown at you at P.T. Barnum's, right?
No, I'm not a circus person.
That's shocking.
He chose the politically correct term.
So he hasn't been featured in a circus. Yeah. Not that he doesn't like circus.
Oh, you would love circus.
I've been to circuses. I went to a circus when I was 3 years old at Madison Square Garden.
I was insinuating he was a carny, not a goer. He was the person.
You were born for like a carnival game.
Host.
You wouldn't even need a talent. Just like your body itself would be like the act.
Dude, he does collapses. I would throw money in the tip jar if he just did the compact climber.
Compact.
Get all compact around.
What game would you be the host of?
Step right up. Take yours. I would like that dart when you throw the dart at the balloon. You got what it takes to hit a balloon, young man?
It's insane that somebody at the circus was just guessing people's.
I was about to just say that. It's still a thing at like state fairs.
That's a Curb episode. So it's crazy that people do that. And they're kind of good at it, too. It makes no sense.
Yeah.
I would. I only seen Circus Peanuts in like convenience stores. You know, like 89-cent bags. They have like a red tab, and you pull them. That's where I've seen Circus Peanuts. Never in a trick or treat, but I hate them. So Circus Peanuts.
Circus Peanuts. Tom.
Yeah, I've never had a Circus Peanut. I don't think. I definitely don't think they're giving out a lot enough on Halloween to be the 2 seed as
far
as candy. So, Jolly Ranchers. they're fine. Like, a Jolly Rancher on its own, fine. I mean, there is the time I was in the car with my friend James, and he almost choked on a Jolly Rancher, and that really spooked me from Jolly Ranchers for a while. But, like, if I got a Jolly Rancher in a Halloween bag, I'd be disappointed. I want candy. I don't want, like, a glorified mint. So I'll go with Jolly Rancher.
I actually, worse. That's a good, that was a good point. I like chewing.
Yeah, candy. So I
want to
chew.
I don't want to.
The worst is when you swallow, like, a half of a Jolly Rancher and you haven't chewed it enough yet, and it kind of goes down your throat and it kind of hurts down. It. Yeah.
Like my friend Jay.
It's also one of those candies that no matter if you are impatient, it won't really let you chomp
it. They last forever.
Yeah. You can't chomp it. And the thing about a gobstopper is that it you know what you're getting yourself into. That's the point.
It's in the name. Everlasting.
Yeah.
I'm feeling a lot of Jolly Rancher negativity from the room, yet none of you voted for it.
Well, because circus peanuts think it's worse.
Because circus peanuts are horrible, fucking man. Packing peanuts.
Not a real,
not a Halloween candy. They're okay. You guys haven't had one in a long time.
If you look up Halloween candy, it comes up.
So, Nick, which one are you going with? You're going with the Jolly Rancher?
If you have a purple Jolly Rancher, your tongue is purple for the next week and a half, 2 weeks. That's embarrassing, especially like. We get in the New York office, that was always one of the treats, was in the kitchen, that were Jolly Ranchers. I only had watermelon because we're on camera. We're faces, baby. We can't have blue tongues. We can't have dark red tongues.
No.
Yeah, and that's closest, I guess, to the skin shade.
And it really, really, yeah, it's closest to tongue color.
Yeah.
Somebody was biting in the background. It's fine. It gets stuck in your teeth forever as well, like the little indent you have in your molar. You got it forever. And it's way more of a Halloween candy, and those are one of the candies that gets kind of unwrapped and kind of is a floater in your bag, and so it'll get dust and maybe an eyelash on it.
Yeah, everything sticks to that.
Hate Halloween. It's Halloween.
What?
Halloween.
Halloween.
H-A.
You have Halloween. The worst, thickest accent of everyone that works here. You have no business saying he can pronounce or mispronounce things. None.
All right, freak.
October 31st is Halloween. Halloween, that's how I say it.
Yeah, it's Halloween. So that's Halloween. What about that?
Halloween. I haven't noticed anyone.
Both are right. They're both, everyone's fine.
No, Nick says Halloween.
Yeah, whatever. People say things differently.
H-A-L.
Yeah, but Nick, it's H-A-L-L, which is hall.
No,
H-A-L-L-O-W-E-N. Halloween. Halloween.
Halloween.
Hello. Don't put us on Marty's side here, dude. Don't put us on their team.
He's right. I didn't know that.
Halloween.
Yeah, he's very correct.
Halloween.
Halloween.
Halloween. What are you going to be for Halloween?
The word hollow.
Halloween.
Halloween.
But hollow, like a thing being hollow, would be an O.
Halloween.
Well, it did come from All Hallows Eve.
Hall and Oats.
And that's an O.
Hall Pass.
Halloween.
No, but like you're separating a word that's one word. You can't do that.
I can do whatever I want.
No,
what are you going to be for Halloween?
What I think I'm probably going to be. What am I going to be for Halloween?
Let KB.
Who's saying that?
Oh, play it.
The computer, which is the smartest entity in the world.
Halloween. Wait, play it again.
We're only hearing Halloween.
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 Halloween. She said.
All right,
Halloween.
So you're going with Jolly Rancher,
no
Nick.
Hall. There is no hall. Halloween. Halloween. And frankly, Jolly Ranchers are a delicious suckable. when it comes to fruit flavored candies, I mean, the Jolly Rancher probably has the best flavor.
You're the most impatient dude in the world.
But I can appreciate it. If anything, it's a good Halloween snack.
Okay.
There's a lot of, not even a snack. You don't feel it.
There's a lot of overlap between different Halloween chocolates. And I think
it's like, when are you going to, like, you could sit down and eat, oh, I'm going to have a Kit Kat. Like, I'm going to sit down, I'm going to eat a Kit Kat. You're not going to be like, ooh, let me sit down and have this Jolly, right? Like, you throw it in to pass the time while you're.
Yeah, that's what it does great. It's a good boredom.
But that's not, that
Jolly Rancher is the equivalent of Angry Birds on the subway.
Which is, you're sitting 2 hours out of it.
Yeah. You can't also talk with a Jolly Rancher in your mouth.
Yeah. That sound of it rattling on the teeth.
Yeah. The other option is circus peanuts.
Yeah, that's true. We're going at, yeah.
The thing I don't also about Jolly Ranchers is that one thing about suckables, to KB's word, is that I like when you get through the suckable and then there's that interior core that's a different consistency. I like that. Again, like Gobstoppers.
Doesn't have that.
So I think
it's Jolly Ranchers are consistent all the way through. It's just the same shit. It's like
you
boring.
Change your vote so
even
Ranchers.
A cough drop, even a cough drop, which is not a candy, has that molten sort of medicinal core. A
little goo.
Yeah, a little goo. I want a little goo. I want to find a surprise. Mm. Let me earn
Jolly
it.
Jolly Rancher is measurably the best suckable, and you can test it with the brain.
Wrong.
Brain, you're, it would
wrong.
Pop. I'd put Warheads ahead of that shit.
No, too sour. Makes your tongue bleed. Blow Pop.
Blow Pop.
Blow
not
Pop's
bad.
A good answer.
Not bad.
Yeah, I agree with you. Nick.
Raspberry, Jolly Rancher, a grape even.
Mm. Yeah, you'll be stained for the next 2 weeks.
My mouth is
you'll
watering.
You'll be a fucking freak.
Yeah. Well, Circus Peanuts is going to move on as being the worst of the two for Halloween candy. Number three versus the number six. Number three seed is Bit of Honey. Bit of Honey. What
the fuck is that?
Awful. It's in the Dwayne Reed. I saw it yesterday in downstairs.
Horrid candy.
It's like a little honey square.
Imagine you're eating a like,
bit of honey?
Yeah. Imagine you're eating like stale honey. Earwax with a
that's
sweet
bad.
Bit of honey. That's basically what it's
is that a common Halloween?
Yes.
Yeah, kinda.
It's pretty common, unfortunately. And that's going up against.
Oh, I've seen this.
Yeah. Just show if you could show the actual candy in the wrapper, it makes it maybe a little bit easier, but. It's there.
Oh, yeah.
I almost want to go downstairs and buy some for Tommy.
They're
making
gross.
They're gross.
And that's going up against the number six seed.
I really want candy right now.
Same.
It's going up against the six seed gum. Gum as a Halloween candy.
Gum.
Why?
Gum's
on
fun.
A couple different levels.
Oh, I think for a Halloween candy, that's thanks.
So, KB, you're up first. Gum versus Bit of Honey.
So I think misconception about Bit of Honey's taste. I think it tastes fine, but the texture is so horrendous. You're going to bite into it. You feel the need. You won't be able to stop yourself, and that's not going to be a pleasant experience. It's going to hurt your jaw.
Teeth.
I think the experience is equivalent to doing calisthenics. For pleasure.
Your mouth. So one for Bit of Honey. Nick.
Bit of Honey falls into the trap that it looks like a grandma candy. It hasn't been up. The design hasn't been updated since 1914. It's like, do you remember Mary Jane's, the candy, or Chicka Sticks? It's all that same design family. It might have been the same designer.
Charleston Chew, kind of like
Charleston
the same
Chew.
Aesthetic.
It all has that old dingy palette.
I don't hate it.
Everything was that color back when those were invented. Kitchens, silverware, everything was that color. Clothing, skin. It's gum is so gum is great. So gum is cool. Gum is fun.
Gum has utility.
Were you the gum guy at school?
I wasn't the gum guy. Kyle was.
You were the gum guy?
Wrigley. My uncle worked for Wrigley's and would just send like boxes and boxes of it.
That's great.
Including like Starburst or Skittles and all that candy shit.
That's a fantastic plug to have at that age. That's like, you know, the kid that would say, oh, my uncle works at Nintendo or whatever.
Yeah.
And he'd be lying. Like, you'd have the legit hookup with an uncle. That's a great one, too.
I think I've talked before. I had the gum father in high school. This
yes.
kid, Stephen Lipsky. He would call himself the gum father. And you
Lipsky was?
You went to Lipsky.
The Lipsky was the gum guy.
How is he doing now?
He's the king of gum.
Yeah, but I wonder, like,
still the gum game?
Like, in school, like, where they end up.
Yeah. You know that guy's still, like, at his office job being, like, calling him the gum god? What
gum called? Father.
Gum father.
It's a two for Bit of Honey. Tommy Smokes.
I just, I don't know if I've had a Bit of Honey, so I feel like it'd be unfair for me to vote for that. I'm sure it stinks, but gum, look, I like gum as much as the next guy, but I feel like for a Halloween candy, like, again, it's similar to the Jolly Rancher for me of like, yeah, it's fine. Gum is better than Jolly Ranchers, but like, I don't go fucking trick-or-treating to get chewing gum, to get fucking bubble gum. I want candy. I don't want gum. So I'll go gum is worse.
Mm-hmm. Clever.
The only gum I ever got from trick-or-treating, I think, is Double Bubble.
Well, I do like Double Bubble.
Which I was kind of stunk. Double Bubble's like, it's not bad. It's just fine.
12 seconds
it's
of flavor.
Not a great, not a great gum. In my opinion, I don't like it. I never got like Bubble Yum or Bubblicious or a Cool Gum. It was always like Double Bubble. It's like a Double.
Yeah, you did never get the Cool Gums.
Yeah, everyone
no.
Knows that.
So, but having
was
said that,
was Bazooka big in your day?
Oh yeah, and yeah. I remember when Bazooka was 3 cents. It was 3 cents for a Bazooka Joe gum, for real, a little square. Comes with a comic strip. It's great. I got a camera from Bazooka. I mailed in all the comic strips, and I got a free camera. And then I had it for a week, and I dropped it, and it broke. Oof. Took me like a year to save those comics.
I know we make fun of you for being old sometimes, and sometimes we exaggerate it. That was legit the oldest thing has
I
ever
couldn't
said
even
on
make a
any
joke back.
It
wouldn't match what he just said.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you know, that was actually
when
fucking
Bazooka was 3 cents.
No, it's not insane.
That was he mailed his comic strips in from a piece of gum wrapper and got a fucking camera back.
It's insane.
Yeah.
We try not to keep harping on the old thing, but you make it
that
so
was
easy.
Old. Yeah.
It was 1988.
Yeah,
that's
what people were doing. That's what you wanted. That's what kids did.
And what were the early cameras called? Pictographs?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
It wasn't, but it was before you had to dispose. I had to go buy film for it.
There's a big flashlight going off.
Go behind a curtain and tell everyone to hold still for 45 minutes.
No, we had to drop it off at the photo mat to get it developed. That's all. I'm not lying.
Don't you think it's crazy that there was prizes in cereal boxes?
It was great.
In your cereal, though?
That was huge.
Yeah.
You'd like put your whole hand in there?
That was awesome.
It used to be in the actual. Now they put it outside the bag.
That worked. It's why I bought it.
In the cereal when I was a kid.
Yeah, that worked all the time.
I liked when they put video games in the cereal. They ever have that? They would have been in a sleeve, but like.
Barely had video games when I was a kid.
Well, no, I guess I should have been looking at you when I said that. Yeah. But yeah, ooh, those are the days.
So I'm going to go bit of honey.
Bit of honey. Francis?
I'm going to go with gum. Because I don't even really call it candy. I guess maybe it's weird. If I think of Bubblicious, to me that qualifies as candy, but I think of Spearmint, Trident, whatever all those ones are, and that to me is an aid. It's a breath aid. So, or like nicotine gum. I just think there's like, these are tools to a result. So I'm going to go with gum.
The flavor conveyor.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
In which flavor is delivered.
Yeah. I'll go with gum.
Two for gum now. Marty?
For the sake of the bracket, I think I'm going with gum because...
Thank you for saving the bracket.
No, yeah, it is. Because sometimes we get away from the actual part of it.
Lose the plot. Yeah, that happens.
Lose the plot. And I think you tried... Like, I'm thinking about the person buying it.
Sure.
You know, and they're buying the bit of honey. It's like, I like this candy. Gum is like, they were just at the counter, and I was like, oh, I'm going to put some gum in here and give it to these fucking kids. Like, there's no thought into gum. I don't like that. Bit of honey just like, I've seen that and refused to eat it. But it does suck, but I think gum is lazy.
This is an SOBP, sanctity of the bracket pick.
Yeah, it is. It is. And sometimes we get away from it. Yeah. And so, today I'm not letting it happen.
I'll tiebreak today and I'll be doing... I'm kind of swayed towards gum because I kind of agree.
We have producer. We have Stephanie in here.
Perfect.
Steph, would you like to weigh in?
Stephanie.
Gum versus bit of honey?
Which is worse?
She doesn't have a microphone.
I unfortunately am in the same boat as Tommy. I've never.
Oh, never mind.
Yes, thank you, Stephanie.
So I think that makes her an auto gum vote.
Yeah,
Captain Phillips.
That makes.
I've gotten bit of honey for Halloween though.
Well, you're
like you throw it at people. It was you never wanted it. It was like the worst thing.
I think it's got to be gum. And I agree. There's
what race were the people you were throwing a bit of honey?
I was in New Hampshire. Take a guess.
I think gum kind of does violate the spirit. If you're buying that for kids to take, like it's either buying that lazy bag,
the double bubble that was like had grape, and the gum is candy, and
yeah, like Big League Chew, pure candy.
Razzles. First, it's candy, then it's.
I agree. It's candy. It's just not one I or whatever.
I don't
it could
think
be candy. It's not what I want.
Blow
pops are candy.
Yeah, but that is candy. Outer layer.
I'm so fucking hungry from this conversation.
Yeah.
I literally am thinking about. Well, I'm gonna go to the airport tonight. I'm gonna buy the candy aisle.
Let me tell you right now, we're not even in the good section yet. This is all the bad candy.
This is the bad
side. Yeah, we're on the worst side. We're
maybe
not even the best.
Maybe
set
that's
yet.
Making.
I want to start
better.
Audibly moaning when you're saying candies I want.
I assume we're gonna like finish out the worst, then go to the best.
Yes, exactly. We're gonna do all this side, and then we'll go to that side. Okay. So next up, we have the number 4 seed versus the 5 seed. The 4 seed is hot tamales. Hot tamales going up. That's going
like up. Hispanic voice.
Yeah, that
nothing wrong with that. That's how they sound.
That's a Mexican food.
Yeah,
yeah. It was as good as your Wanton Sykes impression from the other couple episodes ago.
Tommy's.
It's going. Hot tamales is going up against number 5 seed Almond Joys. I don't get the hate for Almond Joy, but I respect why people hate them. That's totally fine. Mush, Almond Joy versus Hot Tamales.
They're both bad. I think anything hot for candy is just stupid. But I'm going with Almond Joy. I think you are a fucking loser if you like those. It's like
coconut and chocolate.
Coconut?
No, it's not. It's almond.
Yeah, and almonds are the least nutted mound. Part.
Are you thinking about a Mounds bar?
Oh, man, that's what I'm thinking of. Yeah, you're right.
I kind
of
like Mounds bars.
I hate both. Both are awful.
A Mounds is way better than an Almond Joy.
Mm. Almond Joy is coconut, correct?
Almond Joy is
Mounds coconut. And Almond correct. Joy is
almonds. Almonds.
No, but there's coconut.
Almond Joy
is
coconut.
I agree with Bush.
I said that.
I think there's coconut in Almond Joy's as well.
I think you guys
it's the blue one, right? It's blue.
Rays, Almond Joy's have nuts, Mounds don't.
He's right. Yeah.
I can't believe this is an argument. Almond Joy's have almonds.
I don't know why I think there's
and
coconut. In it. Yeah, I think
there's coconut, right?
Coconut in it.
What's in the Mounds?
Just
coconut. It's diced up. It's diced almonds.
Nuts, Mounds don't.
They're okay, Almond Joy's. Almond Joy's diced almonds and coconut covered in dark chocolate.
Yeah, there's coconut.
Yeah,
but there are almonds.
But there's coconut.
But no one's arguing.
Nobody
we know there's
shut
almonds.
Up about the almonds.
Everyone knows the almonds.
We all know there was almonds.
Arguing
well,
coconut.
At first, it seemed like people were unaware of that.
Marty's opinion was valid. He said the coconut was the problem.
Yeah, I think coconut's insane.
I think everyone won the argument except for Tom.
I'm going with Almond Joy.
You're going with Almond Joy. Francis?
Oh, boy. I mean, I could... Look, fundamentally, could I eat more than one Almond Joy? Yes. Could I eat more than one handful of hot tamales? I wouldn't want to. I'd get it. That one handful would have served its purpose. I would understand it. I would not want any more. So I am keeping Almond Joy.
All right. One more vote for hot tamales. Clemmer?
Wait. We're voting out the bad ones.
Yes.
So, yes.
No.
Yes.
You're voting for what you think is
which
worse.
One's worse?
Hot tamales are worse.
Yes, hot tamales are worse.
Sorry.
That's what
okay.
You voted for.
Yep.
There is no joy in Almond Joy, my friends. That is a horrible candy.
Voting out the better ones.
Yeah, we are voting out.
No, we want the winner of this to be the worst candy of this.
Okay.
Guy.
We're voting for the worst candy, and the worst candy here is Almond Joy. Coconut is no business in candy, especially on Halloween. Almond Joy, Mounds, wherever you are, both I know is two different. Get the fuck out of here.
I feel like there's no young kid that likes coconut.
My dad's favorite candy.
I don't know. Probably a lot of Polynesian boys.
Yeah, the way you pronounce it.
I got nothing else to say. I got nothing for that.
Tommy.
So to me, like the hot tamales, I don't like, but at least like it's its own thing. Like you get the thought of like, oh, maybe some kids like hot tamales. And Almond Joy is just objectively maybe the worst chocolate bar. Like if you're going to buy a chocolate bar, why not just buy one of the way better ones?
Yep.
So that is worse. Almond Joy.
One for
is
almonds.
There almonds in it?
There are almonds. Despite what everybody else in this bracket is telling you, there are almonds in an almond drink.
Tommy, what's a Mounds bar?
It's coconut and chocolate.
Just coconut.
Coconut.
Almond.
All right, Forrest.
Coconut.
I did not say that. I did not say that. That
yes, life is like a box of Mounds bar.
Almost like a Philly accent. Some water and an Almond Joy coconut. It
takes one mispronunciation on this show to turn the room against you.
What a loser.
Nick.
Candies are supposed to be fun and for children, and hot tamales is a fun name. Almond Joy. It's called Almond. What is that?
It's an oxymoron.
Fuck that to death. Almond Joy. Joy is something that is a euphoric rush, and then they added almond to the front of it.
Do you think they're being a little bit cheeky with that? Like, are
no.
they? You don't think
no.
they're like making it
what
a little bit of a joke?
What is going on? What is going on? I feel extraterrestrial. Almonds are fine. They're a great snack. They belong with desserts.
I agree.
Coconut is too. Coconut cream pie, pina coladas.
Pina coladas? That's not a candy.
I'm talking about sweets, desserts.
Macaroons.
It's a fine taste, and I enjoy Almond Joys.
Mm-hmm.
I like the texture a lot too.
Yep.
I hate hot tamales.
Well done, KB. Well defended.
Either way, Almond Joy is going to move on. I'm shocked by that. Hot tamales, I just feel
so
like
you're just,
hot tamales are like bad Mike and Ike's.
KB was just disgusting. Stewing over that conversation, waiting for a turn.
But he like, kind of disagreed with everyone about everything.
Coconut may be fine. All right.
I like
coconut's disgusting.
Coconut sucks.
No. Oh, I like coconut. Disagree.
I don't like coconut.
Coconut.
I love coconut.
Actually, my thing, I'm still like a four-year-old. When I say I don't like things, I haven't tried it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never really tried a coconut because I don't like the look of it.
So Almond Joy's going to move on. Now we can do our Cheyenne game before we get into the 1 verse 8. The Cheyenne. First, we have Tiny Gold Reese's. Those from Francis. I love the tiny.
Those little ones?
Yeah.
Those
I like
cool.
this one
Wait,
a lot.
There needs to be a qualifier here. I think that the full ones are spectacular,
yeah,
obviously, which makes to me the little one. If you're being handed trick-or-treating candy and you get a bunch of the orange full ones and then someone gives you a fucking little gold one, to me, by contrast, those are horrific.
That's not a fair thing, though.
Well defended.
I kind of like the small ones. Thank Sometimes you. The big ones are a little too much.
The small ones
crust
are great.
Is the best part of a Reese's. That's all crust.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, that's a good true. Point. Next is regular M&Ms.
Oh, I like them.
They're fine.
I like them, too.
I hate them.
Not a fan of regular?
Again, it's another one where it's like, well, if they had never introduced peanut M&Ms.
I think peanut M&Ms are worse. I fucking hate
them. Oh, shut up.
I like hate the, everybody sucking off peanut.
Peanut M&Ms are so much better.
The pretzel
They're
ones
They're
not.
The pretzel ones rock.
Any of the other
caramel ones. Ones
are really good. Mm-hmm. It's caramel. Crazy to me that there ever was an original M&M that launched this franchise. Like, I don't understand how it could have spawned from that.
Do you know how it launched? You know why it launched?
No.
It was,
I feel like we're about to find out.
World War II. It was a candy soldiers could carry around. It wouldn't melt.
That's M&M's?
I feel like M&M's yeah. melt a lot.
Yeah,
no, M&M's like... melt in your mouth, not in your hand.
Oh, because of the candy coating?
Yeah, but why were the soldiers just carrying candy in their hand?
And loose.
So they would carry the candy around. They wouldn't melt on them.
Mm.
That and cigarettes.
Mm. Was that their biggest concern?
Oh, that was Tootsie Rolls.
No, but it was a nice dessert for them, a nice sweet for them.
Oh, boy, these it's napalm dry. Bombs are going off, but at least the candy's dry in my hand.
Still got to eat, even though you're fighting a war.
I'm not sure if someone misunderstood this one, but pretzels.
Yeah, I said that. I
candy.
No,
I took this
them.
As. I mean, then fucking you know,
I
like
get
gum isn't a candy. You know, like gum isn't a candy either. We move that on. I took this as the worst thing that you can get when you're trick or treating.
Yeah, okay.
I would that. Often get bags of pretzels. I would often, too. No, way more than I got gum. What?
They were shaped like jack-o'-lanterns.
Yeah.
Yeah, way more than I got gum or anything.
Gold.
So I think this is a strong pick.
Tommy, strong.
Yeah.
I actually...
And Kendak tried to mock me for it.
You often got pretzels?
Often.
Like Snyder's?
I got pretzels almost every house.
Yeah. Like, not every Halloween.
Every house?
It was insane.
No, not every house.
No, I
every Halloween, there were a lot of houses that were given out. Like Nick said, the Halloween pretzels.
You grew up in Germany?
After a full pillowcase, I would probably have 12 to 14 bags of pretzels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy. Nobody ever wanted them.
Mm-hmm. After pretzels, we have chocolate coins.
Oh, that's awful. You're eating aluminum the entire time.
That's I wouldn't call that a Halloween candy. That's a Hanukkah thing.
No, they
right?
give it to you at Peter Luger's, too.
Are you looking at me, Francis?
They do. That's what they give you at Peter
Luger's.
You know what
are you looking at me if it's a Hanukkah?
I don't think I was. I think you wanted me to.
You did. Check the tape. Check the
razors.
Yeah, I mean, oh, yeah, that was a cheeky suggestion, razors.
Very funny. Poisoned candy.
That was another one for a laugh. Just for a laugh
hey,
from the boys.
Out yourself.
It's poisoned candy.
Ruining.
Funny man, Tommy.
Thank God we got the comedy office here. Candy corn.
I like candy corn.
Candy corn sucks.
It's now become underrated.
I'm surprised that wasn't
right,
a full
Tommy. It is
full suggestion.
But did you got this for Halloween?
Tastes like wax. Yeah.
It's a Halloween candy.
You look right.
It is definitive.
What are you saying? What are you saying to me?
I gotta be honest. I always think of it as Thanksgiving.
No, it's
really
like
Thanksgiving candy.
Maybe like
yep. I think it's a Thanksgiving candy.
It's also rarely a,
yeah right.
It's a candy you're not getting when you're trick or treating. It's always
candy corn is Halloween
color. I think it's a Thanksgiving candy.
Candy corn is Halloween.
No, but it's kind of Thanksgiving colors.
Here's how you know because they have that other kind that's the pumpkin.
Yeah, they have the brown.
Sometimes
yellow.
Those will be together.
Like, it's candy corn because it's like corn the Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Nick.
It's brown, yellow, and red, and that's like the Thanksgiving.
But you get it for Thanksgiving. Regardless, you get it at trick or treat. You get bags of it. I did. I got bags of this candy.
So you're saying
it was
left over from
orange
Halloween
and yellow
Thanksgiving?
Halloween
and brown.
Yeah, yellow. That's Halloween. Package. That's not Halloween color.
I think
it wasn't
I think
brown.
If
it was
you
it was
someone
yellow,
like
orange, yellow, and white.
I think if you ask someone what are five symbols of Halloween, they would list candy corn.
I agree.
One of them.
Yeah,
candy corn. Hat, candy corn.
I think it'd be part of Thanksgiving.
Candy corn
as well.
Indisputably a Halloween candy. I think that it can be a Thanksgiving candy as well. No question.
I don't even know if you can go that far.
Reclaim it.
There's no Thanksgiving.
Is your ass feeling extraterrestrial again?
I say candy corn. Bongs on Halloween.
Bottle caps is what's next after that.
I love bottle caps.
What is that?
It's like one of my favorite candy. It's like a top three candy
like
for me.
It's like a tart.
Oh, my God.
Those are the ones that would fizz on your tongue, right?
Not really, but they're real. No, they're different flavors of soda.
Boring.
It's kind of like a sweet tart, wasn't it?
Licorice, a root beer one, and a cherry one all in the same bite.
Dog shit.
I have a whole giant, my wife bought a whole box of like of them for me. I'll bring some in the office tomorrow. I love bottle caps.
Sure.
Yeah, cool.
No one asked for me to bring them in tomorrow.
Yeah. Root beer barrel.
I would rather have a pallet of Necco wafers than a bag of bottle caps.
root beer barrels is the last one. That's all.
I'm shook.
What do you got? The worst Jolly Rancher.
I don't know what that is.
Root beer barrels? I never had that. It's like a little root beer flavored candy.
No.
Yeah, you have. They're like
a little sucker.
How do you know? I
Oh, Mark, you've had it.
They're everywhere. They're everywhere.
I've never had it. I don't think
I haven't had one.
Yeah.
Marty's never had a leafy green, and you're going to think, you're going to assume he's had a root beer barrel?
A what?
I just assumed they were everywhere.
What was the one before that?
A leafy green.
Can I add lettuce or spinach?
Can I add another reason why the gold wrapped Reese's are bad? You never manage to unwrap them without chunks of it going with the wrapper.
Mm.
It doesn't come off clean.
Walking around.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did those make the list?
Yeah,
it's Cheyenne.
I love those small rice.
Wait, what are all the Cheyenne ones again?
So here's all the Cheyenne ones again, and then we'll start out with UKB to pick one. The tiny gold Reese's, regular M&M's, pretzels, coins, candy corn, bottle caps, or root beer barrel. Which one do you like?
I'm going.
What's the worst?
Pretzels. I despise pretzels. Actually, I don't. I feel nothing toward pretzels, which is worse.
That is worse.
Nothing for me.
Yeah, gotcha. It's got no feeling towards pretzels. Okay, so that's one vote for pretzels, Nick.
After all those candies, sometimes salty is good. And at the bottom of that bag of pretzels, you would tip it back and have those granules of salt. That would feel, it would be fine.
Frank the
Tank. I'm going bottle caps here. Just the combination of flavors in the bottle cap, it didn't do it for me.
One for bottle caps, Tommy.
They're Tums. They're Tums with.
They're not Tums.
I'm going pretzels. I thought this might even be like the one seed or worst thing. Maybe it's a regional thing. I feel like in my town it was the houses that gave out pretzels and were like, fuck. Like I'm not like just skip that house. Like I'm not getting fucking pretzels on Halloween. And they probably did it too to be like, oh, it's healthier than candy. Shut up. Mm. Pretzels.
Fistful of carbs. Either way, basically. Yeah. Clemmer?
I don't know how we're not. It's candy corn. I mean, this is the worst candy Halloween. It's awful. It's like wax. It's candy corn.
It's candy corn? Francis?
Yeah, it is candy corn. And I think it's candy corn, too, because you cannot, every time, you can't resist having one. You just forget how bad it is. And every year you think, oh, because there's always a bowl of them.
Yeah.
There's a bowl sitting out. And so you go, oh, I'll have one. And then you have it and you hate yourself for not.
But hold on, though. I don't know. How often do you get them trick-or-treating? Because like Francis said, I picture them like in a bowl at someone's
house. Yeah, that is
I don't know if I ever... Like, what do they come in?
I've seen it come
in a package. A company called Brock's would put out like a package.
I feel like that was pretty rare.
Yeah, but I would...
Like five or six. It was Brock's. B-R-A-C-H.
Yes.
I mean, Tommy, not for nothing, I would get fucking candy corn way more than I would get pretzels.
Me too.
All right.
All right. So
Ash, the way you explain that, that's like my aunt's cookies. Like, they're always there. And they look so good.
Yeah.
And they're just so bad every
fake news.
Time.
Fake news.
But yeah, I'm going pretzels.
You going with pretzels? Pretzels
I think
move on.
It was always the most disappointed when I got that.
Even as a general snack food, pretzels are nothing.
You're a child. Yeah.
You're a little.
Pretzels are awesome.
Like, oh, there's nothing else. That's when you go to the snack room here and there's nothing stacked besides like two things.
If you're a little sick, you can have a pretzel because it's like that's the safest thing.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, so our matchup is going to be the pretzel versus the number one seed. We'll just say wax anything. Wax bottles was the first thing that came to mind, but also wax lips when they give you that in lieu of candy.
Wax lips are gross.
Yeah, and I don't know what the thought process is there. But, Marty, you're up first.
This is tough. This is a 1 versus 8's tough for me because I really got pissed off with the pretzels.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck it. That means more to me, the pretzels.
The pretzels. 1 for pretzels.
Because I'll wax you always like where you were curious what the fuck was going on with that wax.
Yeah.
Is this that thing where you're talking about where they come in the bottles and it's
yeah, they were
liquid
here for a while, yeah.
This big and they have
I don't
liquid
fully
in
know
them.
What we're talking about.
You they were here in the office for a long time because no one wanted to eat them. You guys got the
wax bottles.
Yeah, it's like little wax bottles, and they come with like a little liquid inside.
Huh.
They were like stacked over there in the snack area for a while.
Sounds awful.
Yeah. No good.
But I pass on the wax.
Yeah. Anybody knows, slow down when you say it. Separate those words.
Yeah.
The only wax I like is when I'm firing it up with our old Barstool Kush boys.
There we go.
We don't know who that is. No mod reveal. No mod reveal.
Nope.
Torch a little ceramic bowl. Dab it to myself to the moon.
Oh,
so you're going with the wax?
Dab it up. Yeah, I'll go with the wax.
1 for the wax. Clemmer.
I enjoy pretzels very much. Sometimes when I'm on a train ride, I'll get pretzels in a mustard packet, and I dip the pretzels in the mustard packet.
I don't hate that move.
Great snack.
Clemmer's going with wax lips. Tommy smokes.
I don't hate pretzels. They're fine.
What the fuck? You were hating pretzels.
Yeah, no. To be clear, I hate pretzels as a Halloween treat. I don't hate pretzels like... If right now you said you can either eat a bag of pretzels or a wax bottle candy, I would eat the pretzels. But Halloween, a pretzel bag to me is you know, the very example of a disappointing Halloween treat. And I experience that a lot more than I did wax anything. So I'm going pretzels.
Pretzels, Nick.
I got zero enjoyment from any of the wax stuff. The wax lips, I can remember the taste. Horrible. Disgusting. And what I don't get them. You chew on them for a little bit and then spit it out.
It's a waste.
The wax. I'm thinking of the wax lips. They're horrendous.
They're horrible. Mm. They'll leave like little flakes, little red dandruff flakes on like your teeth. That it will just fuck that. No.
All right, wax KB.
So the wax bottles, they at least have a sweet little nectar in them.
Mm.
I would put them above pretzels. I'm going to have to go with wax.
Yeah, I have to go with wax. Wax is going to move on. Before we do this little playoff, let's talk about Game Time. Folks, we all know about Game Time. Big long-term advertiser here. We've used them, I think, every one of us has used Game Time here, correct?
Yep.
I'm asking you specifically.
Why?
Because last time you were like, you always generalize us and say we've all used these things.
Did I say that?
Yeah.
I must have been in a mood.
Yeah.
Look, you shouldn't have to worry when you're buying tickets for your next big event. Game Time is the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all the sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you. You could probably use it to go get a ticket for you for tonight if you wanted to. This is going to be too late to air, but...
I wonder.
Yeah, I could get that on Game
Time. Tis the season.
Exactly. you can browse through the Game Time app and talk about upcoming events or look around for upcoming events in your area, whether it's concerts, playoff games, etc. I used it to get tickets to the Monday Night Football Chargers Jets game, which got pretty good seats for pretty cheap, too.
There you go.
Early on. You get last-minute tickets, flash deals, zone deals. It's easy to find and buy tickets for every type of event in your area. Game Time is the only ticketing app that gives you the complete peace of mind with your purchase. See the view from your seat before you buy so that you know exactly what to expect when you arrive. All-in prices show your total up front, so you know you're getting a great deal without the hidden fees. Buy tickets in seconds with just 2 taps. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code LCB for $20 off your first purchase. Terms do apply. Again, create an account and redeem code LCB for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. All right, let's run through these and see who's coming out of the finals from the worst region. First up, gum versus circus peanuts. KB.
Circus peanuts.
Circus peanuts, why so? That's an easy one?
Yeah, that's easy. The worst.
Nick, you're on the opposite side of the spectrum before.
I will never vote for circus peanuts. I used to have a bag a week back when I was living in Columbus. It was like my favorite treat. I would love to go home and just have, I would love circus peanuts. They're great. Try the Easter ones that come out.
No.
So soft.
Tommy.
Yeah, I'm going gum. I mean, I don't have that much experience with circus peanuts, but even if they're the worst fucking candy in the world, I would rather get that on. It's more in the spirit of Halloween. It's like, where else? When else am I going to fucking eat circus peanuts besides if it's given to me on Halloween? Then gum. I could get gum at any bodega fucking checkout. So I'll go gum as a worse.
You can get candy at most of these checkouts too.
Not circus peanuts.
Maybe. Clemmer?
Almost every experience in life is worth having. Even the bad ones. You're like, all right, I'm glad I experienced that. I'm better off for it. I've learned.
I can make some big, big cases.
There's a ton of cases, actually.
I genuinely wish.
Genocide.
I have not had that. Third degree burn.
That's worth having.
My personal experiences. Most are worth having. Having said that, I wish I had never experienced circus peanuts. I wish they had never been created or invented. They are the worst candy ever made.
It's 2-2 right now, Francis.
Circus peanuts.
Circus peanuts. No hesitation.
What a Halloween candy. You don't get them for Halloween.
But I wouldn't. I would never gotten gum either. Really. I guess
yes,
I did.
I
got some gum.
Bag.
I got some gum.
It's circus peanuts because it's false advertising. It's not a peanut. When you're learning, you're a kid, you see this peanut, and you're like, oh, I like peanuts. And then you'd get a... You just said it's a fucking banana.
Doesn't even taste like peanuts.
Yep.
Just looks like them.
On the other side, wax.
Burn.
It looks like them.
I'm not wrong.
We're not.
Yeah, but that's not like insulting.
Do they not look like them?
They look like them. That's all they do. They just look like them. They don't taste like them. That's bullshit.
They look like,
and we should be more upset about it.
I don't know that I know what a circus peanut is. I thought they were those orange things.
They are.
Yeah.
They are
orange. They're shaped like them. I guess don't look like
them.
And
they got the like little dots.
They look just like peanut.
It looks like a bigger peanut.
Big. Orange.
It looks like a regular sized peanut.
No, it's bigger than a regular regular peanut's like this big. It's bigger than that.
I've never put a peanut next to a circus peanut and thought, oh, I can't. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, just about.
We ran through the worst one didn't make the list.
Oh, what did you?
Tootsie Roll.
Tootsie Roll?
Oh, I'd put that on the best side.
I put the king's. Oh, the Tootsie Roll?
I love myself a Tootsie Roll.
It advertises itself as a chocolate.
And is it.
What do,
tastes like?
What
brown.
Does it even taste like?
I love Tootsie Rolls.
Did you say it tastes like brown? Because that's true. It doesn't have a taste.
That's its flavor.
It does
like
not have a taste.
I like the consistency.
Anything but chocolate is its flavor.
Yeah.
Oh, Tommy loves Tootsie Rolls.
Wax anything versus Almond Joy, Marty.
Oh, wow. Almond Joy. I really fucking hate those things. It's just. Why would you ever choose that?
Because it's coconut and chocolate and almond. It's like not a bad combination of things.
Fucking hard at all.
Just disgusting.
It's the worst combination.
They make me feel insane too. Like I feel like I'm being gaslit into believing that coconut's a bad dessert flavor. It's excellent.
All you have to do is say, "Eh, not for me."
That's what I'm doing. That's what this bracket is.
No, you're like, this is the world.
You know, I fucking hate it. Yep.
Francis.
This is so easy. It is the wax. I'm surprised Almond Joy is on this side of the bracket.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm very shocked as well. Clemmer.
Almond Joy. Awful candy. I'm with Marty. Just absolutely
atrocious. Thank you, Clemmer. It's so bad.
Clemmer, have you ever been on the fence about anything?
Your friendship.
Oh.
Another bird. Oh, man's on fire.
Clemmer's on my Mount Rushmore of coworkers, but he can whatever about me.
Have you ever been back in when you were growing up in the 80s or whatever, like did you ever get one of those wedgies where they put you up hang you by your underwear on a fence, Clemmer? Has that happened?
No, what? Weren't no, I never got wedgies. No, you're talking to me now.
Yeah. Who's the fourth? Clemmer, KB, Smokes, and then who would be the fourth on the Mount Rushmore?
On the Mount Rushmore?
Yeah.
That fourth is always interchanging.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
I can't believe you didn't just take Tommy off.
I know.
It's too late now. Too late now. No take backsies.
Tommy's Nikki's number one. We're planning a broad trip together. No cameras.
Yeah, that's true.
Nice. That's right.
Really?
Don't even ask about it because you're not invited.
I can't go. We're trying to get pregnant.
Well, let me break my wife.
Imagine that poor Mount Rushmore.
And scarf.
Cable knit sweater.
No wives, no scarves.
Tommy hooks up with 21-year-old girl.
Yeah, goddamn right I do.
I was going to take the under.
Jesus, Clemmer. Tommy.
I'm a joy. I don't really feel like, I don't know, maybe I just didn't get the wax thing that much. Almond Joy to me, it's just, well, again, why an Almond Joy? Maybe I can rationalize, like, oh, it's Halloween, I'm going to get this wax thing. If you're buying a chocolate bar, get a better fucking chocolate bar than an Almond
Joy. I agree with
one
wax.
Of these things is wax. The
no,
other
because
thing
it's,
is edible.
It's curious. You're like, oh, I want to put this wax in my... You don't get to put wax in your mouth a lot, right. So you put it in your mouth. It's like, what is this thing going to do?
Yeah, Almond Joy
is... eat a candle?
There's no excitement.
Candy. KB's about to explode,
Nick.
By the way.
Oh, why? It's just... No.
Nick.
Wax bottles, there is a highlight to them. I like the mouthfeel. I like feeling the ooze of when I crack the surface. But the lips, man, the lips are what makes this a F-minus tier candy. It is not edible. It doesn't taste good, and it feels awful in your mouth. And it's probably problematic.
Yeah.
Like so, so you're going with the wax, KB.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's as simple as this, guys. Hey, eating, chewing, and ingesting wax isn't for me. Three mistakes.
Holy shit.
Also, gimmick candy never is good.
No.
Anything that they try to make, like...
It's always the gimmick,
but I appreciate... Like Fun Dip. Like Fun Dip.
Oh, I
love
Fun
Oh, no.
I don't fuck with Fun Dip.
Fun
Dip's awesome.
I love Fun
even
Dip.
This, you can even eat the stick.
Yeah, the stick is better, I would argue, than the
candy.
The stick is better than the dip.
Yeah.
Candy cigarettes was pretty cool back in the day,
I love
though.
Candy cigarettes.
Those were fun.
They tasted like ass.
Yeah, or like you're cool. Those, like the burger candy, like the Krabby Patty.
I like the Krabby Patty candy.
Those are great.
Yeah, those were pretty good.
Yeah.
The bubblegum cigarettes.
I thought those were cool because that's probably the actual size of a Krabby Patty.
Yeah, because it's a sponge and a crab, and yeah, that's a good point.
Pretty cool.
Gooch, do you want to break the tie on this between wax, anything, and Almond Joy?
The Almond Joy.
It's the Almond
Joy. Yes,
Joy.
Let's go.
Oh.
Go.
Wow.
Let's
Gooch.
Go.
So Almond Joy versus Circus Peanut.
This is the championship for worst.
This is to get into the championship for... Well, yeah, it's a championship for the worst side to get into our finals.
Got it.
KB.
Oh, Circus Peanuts, for sure.
Circus Peanuts, without a doubt. Nick?
I would love for the listeners who have children, if you have any Circus Peanuts in your bag after taking your kid... there's no way that it's given out. There's not individually wrapped Circus Peanuts. There's not four packs of Circus. This is fucking asinine.
I think it
and it is. We're trying to have a topical episode, and we fucking lost the plot.
Yeah. I'm very much with Nick. People are going to be like...
You're fucking embarrassed.
People are going to be like, oh, they debated worst Halloween candy, and they said fucking Circus Peanuts?
But Nick...
Oh, best Halloween candy. I'm nominating steak, Ken Jack. Like the fucking porterhouse.
I think this field is littered with those problems.
I think Almond Joy is one that we can all agree you get.
I never ate it
bad.
As a kid.
Not all of
but nobody's taken umbrage. Nobody took umbrage with, like, you know, candy corn, which...
I took umbrage.
There was umbrage taken by
a lot of. I've been taking a lot of umbrage.
I have umbrage with candy corn.
Yeah. So, Nick, you're going to go with the Almond Joy?
Yes. The Halloween candy.
Tommy?
Yeah, I'm taking umbrage with the Circus Peanuts. To me, again, this is a sanctity of the bracket pick. I think if you polled 100 Americans on the street, worst thing you want to get on Halloween candy, I'm not sure a single person would come up with fucking Circus.
Tommy, thank you for wanting...
A lot of people would
thank
say
you for
Circus
putting
peanuts.
The success of this
they
show
They are damn near
yes.
unanimously the worst candy ever created.
But a Halloween
lowest
candy?
Lowest approval rating of anything Massachusetts. Anything. Any product.
Should we bring a random person in here?
Like off the street or
no,
because we can't trust these people's opinions. I think if you're listening to this, if you have kids, you go out doing whatever.
Should
tweet us
Jack
if you have
right
tweet us if yeah. you have Circus Peanuts at the end of the day.
All right,
Jack,
I'm going Almond Joy.
Sounds so fucking stupid.
You're
never going to get a tweet. Nobody's ever gotten a fucking Circus
we'll
Peanut.
We'll see. We'll just see about that. Tommy's going with Circus Peanuts.
No, I'm going
or Almond Joy. Sorry. Clemmer.
Yeah, Nick and Tommy have swayed me here. I hate both candies, but what did I get more on Halloween? 10x? Almond Joys, which are horrible.
1,000,000x.
Almond Joys, 3-1 right now. Francis.
Oh, man, I can't believe this. Obviously, for me, it's Circus Peanuts, and I'm just not even going to fight the fight.
Mm-hmm.
You can
what are we asking Jack specifically? We're going to say name a few. All right. Jack.
Here, pass him a mic. Give
him. Off the top of your head, what are a few of the worst things you get on Halloween?
Few of the worst things
like
you get.
A few
get
of the
Halloween.
Worst things you can get.
Candies.
On Halloween. Or things
to say,
you
get
as
trick
a
or treat.
Kid?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Trick or treating.
My taste. My palate.
Yeah. As a kid, what was like, ugh.
Almond Joy.
Yes!
Yes! Attaboy!
Yes!
Let's go!
And the fucking
Let's go!
The fucking
Let's go!
That was unbelievable.
You got you guys operating on right now.
KB6.
Yes, it's more. Yes, Almond Joys are more popular. This is just
no
worst.
No.
Wait,
no.
Do you think circus peanuts are a Halloween candy?
Like the things in the
yeah, he doesn't even know what it's fucking
no not
is.
Like at a circus when you get peanuts like the candy circus peanuts
orange
the orange
big
puffy
styrofoamy
thing.
Ones
oh, yeah. Oh I mean I you would get it sometimes oh no those are not no they're not
you get it sometimes though
Almond Joy
unbelievable
but quickly I like Almond Joy now that's the right. Ultimate when you get older
no these people they're acting like it's not a big deal they act like Almond Joy is still the most disgusting thing to ever be made
I mean that well, I don't think Marty's even gonna vote I mean that ended the whole fucking thing.
Yeah how does
I mean yeah it's kind of tough to come back
yeah,
from
he likes
that, but
Marty now
it's Almond Joy yeah Almond Joy
yeah Almond Joy is gonna go into the final that is like
that's awesome.
Fucking crazy
I'm stunned at Kendrick you like we pulled in one random person that was instantly the first thing in their head
yeah that's correct
like how are
you
texted
not... him
what's that
I really didn't
Tommy texted him
no I
Tommy,
have,
said, Tommy said, say Almond Joy.
My phone's charging in the corner.
Well, I mean, make
go
sure.
Grab somebody else.
Come
I'm willing to risk. I'm willing to double or nothing.
Okay.
Double
right.
Or nothing. The next person.
I'll go bring someone in.
Not double or nothing. I just.
No, double or nothing. It was said already. Somebody
I,
said
I,
double
I will
or nothing.
Not
or
tell
nothing.
Him, I swear to God.
Oh, hold on.
All right.
Yeah,
grabbed Austin.
Austin's good. His life goal to fuck me over.
Quick. We have a question.
Ask the question.
When you were a kid and you went trick or treating, what are a few of the most disappointing things you could get on Halloween?
Worst things.
Worst.
Any sort of fruit, vegetable, like toothbrush, like that's
toothbrush.
Yeah, toothbrush was. I got.
What about like can? What candies?
I don't think I have one.
Yeah, like a worst one. Like you're getting like, oh shit.
Did you grow up in a commune or something?
Did you say toothbrush?
Fruits, vegetables.
Yeah, things. With,
you know, heirloom tomato seconds.
Yeah.
No, I can't think of any garbage
all right.
Candy.
All right. Well, let's just remember the Jackman.
Yeah. No, trash
go
candy?
Go
you're like,
beef.
Oh, really?
Austin was still having any candy at all. He's like, this is great.
Well,
thank God it's not more cabbage.
Carrots or toothbrush.
Yeah. Thank God it wasn't more
that
crest.
That was bizarre.
You know when you got when you got a celery stick instead of a delicious navel orange like you really wanted.
That was crazy.
For all.
He didn't have one candy.
I seriously feel so bad for him.
He could not name a candy. That
Come
was
on,
bad.
Let's go on to the Parker's house. They've always got the best fruit.
Couldn't even name a bad one.
I got a pomegranate from the Franklin's.
Fucking Colgate toothbrush.
Okay, before we get
guys
to
guys, gotta go to this house. They give cantaloupe.
Before we get to the other side, the good side, let's talk about BetterHelp. Lights, Camera, Barstool is sponsored by BetterHelp. Do you ever feel like your own brain is getting in the way? Austin might. Like you know, you know what you should do, what's good for you, but you just can't do it. Therapy helps you figure out what's holding you back so that you can work for yourself instead, or work on yourself too, instead of against yourself. We've all, I think, at least just tried BetterHelp probably at least once. I used it over COVID. It was awesome. So because I didn't have to go and physically see my therapist. And obviously at that point, no one wanted to see anything. They were great for that. And if you're thinking about starting therapy, you got to give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge whatsoever. Make your brain your friend with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/lights today. You get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/lights. We're big BetterHelp people here.
Yeah,
you use it. I think we all sponsored on other stuff too. That by BetterHelp. Shout out to BetterHelp. Okay, on the good side of the bracket, we got a lot of options.
I miss you guys. If I was there, we'd go on a candy run after
yeah.
that.
Oh, I was thinking great. We should go on a candy run. All of us
definitely should.
I want to buy everyone. I want to force everyone to have an Almond Joy and make and see
yeah.
if they stand by their point.
Yes, I completely agree.
Yeah.
The first up matchup we have is the number 2 seed versus the 7 seed. The 2 seed is Snickers
versus the number 7 seed, Skittles.
Wow.
Very interested to see where this is going to be. This one.
Snickers have gotten too small.
I think it depends on the type of Snickers you get.
Individual letters.
Yeah. So we'll start with you, Marnie Mush.
Oof, this is going to be brutal. Because I really love a Snickers.
Mm-hmm.
But a Skittle, I'm going to go Skittles. You know, Skittles are fun to me. I like a nice Skittle. What? Whoever came up with that name?
It's a great candy name.
I'm sorry to interrupt your being introspective. They're banned in California now, aren't they?
What?
They're working on it.
Not yet. I think they're a couple years away. It's an ingredient in Skittles. So they gave Skittles like a couple years to change their ingredient or else they will be banned.
Oh, that's get out of here.
It's a shame.
Who has someone died from it?
Mm. I don't know. I don't know what the reason is.
I'm going Skittles.
One for Skittles. It's Skittles versus Snickers bars, by the way.
Just 2 versus 7?
2 versus 7, yeah.
Skittles 2, Snickers.
No, other way around. Snickers 2, Skittles 7. Francis?
Look, Snickers got it right with their original formula. It's hard to say that you could combine... I mean, all those ingredients work so well together. It seems like it's a candy that hasn't changed and doesn't need to change. It's one of the few candies where I don't think any of its spin-off iterations have ever trumped it. Whereas, like, for me, the tropical Skittles are amazing, or some of the other versions of, like, sour Reese's even. Really yeah, like, a lot of other candies have great iterations, but to me, an original Snickers is always going to hit. I love Skittles. I really do. But to me, it's Snickers is a mammoth in this field.
Yep, Snickers. 1-1 right now, Clemmer.
I love both of these candies. What a difference it is in this bracket. My gosh. But if I'm in a movie.
Well, now we're debating best. And
I know, but I get excited. It's okay to feel things, Tommy. You can not be cold for a second.
Burn!
But I get. When I'm in a movie theater.
Frigid ass Tommy.
Yeah, you are. But if I'm in a movie theater, even today, I enjoy Skittles over Snickers. So I can't. But I gotta go Skittles, but I would be happy to get both of my Halloween bags.
Yeah, you gotta go think Halloween though. Don't think movie theater.
Skittles are great. Taste the rainbow, they're good.
I think because you also like with Skittles, you don't know which one you're gonna get. If it's
different flavors.
Is it gonna be the tropical? It's a
the
nice
flavor of Skittles, and it's pretty unique, I think. Yeah. I like fruit flavor, but a Skittle flavor.
I like the chewing experience of a Skittle.
Me too. Yep.
Really good.
And you feel like you have more of it than just a Snickers.
Yeah. Mm.
It has the two textures you like too.
Do you guys ever take just a handful of all the mixed flavors and throw them all in at once?
Oh, yeah.
They work together.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the panoply, yeah. I think.
Remember when White Sox Dave thought M&M's were all different flavors?
No. Oh, he tried to present it as a fact, like, did you know they're actually all the same?
Oh, okay.
I thought he had it.
Which is worse?
Still dumb.
Worse.
Yeah. Way worse.
He thought the blue ones tasted.
No, he was like, "Did you know?"
Yeah, he thought he was like breaking news. A lot of people don't know this, but yeah,
I was today years old.
Yeah,
Tommy.
I like Snickers. I like Skittles.
Thank God.
I think though, there's a lot. There's Snickers might not be in my top 5 favorite chocolate candy bars. I like them. Skittles, there's truly nothing else like Skittles. Like, I could get, you know, a Milky Way, Kit Kat, whatever, and, like, be like, oh, yeah, that I'm happy with that. I could get that chocolate experience. If I got no Skittles at all on a Halloween, I'd be pretty bummed about it. Skittles are really good. They're very unique. I'm going Skittles.
Yeah, but hold on, Tommy. I think the fact that Milky Way is such an obvious bastardization of Snickers, and you could almost argue Three Musketeers is hot on the heels. That is a testament to
I disagree.
Snickers.
Two different, but I'm just talking about what I'd rather
Three Musketeers,
whole different thing.
Not great.
Like, I mean, Milky Way just doesn't have nuts like a Snickers does. So I mean, it's
like, and Milky Way or Three Musketeers just doesn't have caramel or nuts. It's just all nougat.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I don't.
Three Musketeers is like a mousse cake. Right?
I hate. That.
I'd rather not have the nuts. Like, I like the Milky Way because. I'd rather just not have the nuts.
No.
So
homophobic.
Oh,
that's weird.
Clemmer, you just looked repulsed.
I mean, it's just
Milky Way. Milky Ways are elite. Maybe we'll get to them. Maybe.
Yeah, Milky Way's kind of star.
Milky.
Oh, yeah. I love Milky
Way. I like
Ways.
The Milky Way too.
Oh.
I'll get it out of the way now. I didn't include it. I did not include no Milky Way.
No Milky Way.
Good for
not
you.
Even the chain.
Wow. No business has
boring.
No business even being discussed.
Wow.
Milky Ways.
Wow.
No Three Musketeers
Whoa.
Either.
Growing
no.
up, yeah. maybe it's just because my nanny always fed me Milky Ways. I would always be.
Wait, by that, do you mean like
my
the natural stacked aunt or
my grandmother? Okay. I was like, oh, Milky Ways, that's the candy. That's the thing.
Okay.
And then as I've gotten older, I realized, huh, Milky Ways are not quite the candy I thought they were.
No, you're a bad grandma.
Dude.
You're Nona?
Yeah, my strega Nona. oh, sorry. I slipped into Italian. My grandma.
Nick.
Whenever that happens, seriously, just let me know.
Oh, I hate that I laugh every time.
Every time.
Just God, funny.
What happened, man? Tommy sold me. There is nothing like Skittles. And I think like even like the little packs, they're perfect size. You toss them and you shoot them back. They're great. I'm going Skittles.
It is a good size.
Skittles, KB.
You guys ever let them like the paint on them wash away?
Yeah. Dude, yeah. Yeah. They start to stain like, your hands
yeah.
when
yeah.
you're too long.
Yeah, KB.
I don't like them. I think the original flavors are meh, and they, when chewed up, they become mealy, a little bit mealy. I like a Snickers.
What
the
fuck are you talking about?
I don't like Skittles that much.
Yeah,
even like the tropical ones.
I've evolved past you guys.
I wouldn't have said mealy. I would have said
caught up.
Grainy.
For grainy is closer to what I'm thinking. Yeah.
Mealy.
It's almost sandy.
Listen, I actually love Skittles. They're just mealy. That's the worst part.
I don't think they
I
are.
I like Skittles too, but I like Snickers so much more. Yeah. They're just no, and especially they can't count it, but ice cream Snicker bars are unreal. They are amazing.
Oh,
I'd argue those
unreal.
Are better than
oh,
the
oh yeah, that's
ooh,
yeah.
But ice
yes.
cream fun. Twix, take
yes.
it. Oh, ice cream Twix.
Oh, I'm so fucking hungry right now.
Pretty funny though.
Oh shit. That would be its own different bracket for ice creams, which now I'm kind of thinking about, too.
I can't be Ooh. On that one. I have diarrhea.
Fair. Okay, next matchup is the Kit Kat bar versus the Take 5 bar. Start with you, KB.
Oh, my God.
Take 5.
Listen, I love Kit Kats, but my favorite combination, I've said this many times, is the chocolate and the pretzel.
Mm-hmm.
So, Take 5 nails it. It's my favorite.
Wait a minute. You earlier railed against pretzels.
That's by itself.
Yeah.
By itself.
When you add chocolate, it's something magical happens.
And caramel?
Do you like
nothing
flips?
Nothing is better. Mm-hmm.
Do you like flips, chocolate-covered pretzels?
Love them. Add peanut butter, and that's even better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I'd go with a peanut butter Take 5 here.
Take 5 is this new kid on the block who's trying to do too much.
Yeah.
Candy should be simple, down to its core. It's fun. It's easy. Take 5, I don't need... It's almost like if a kid did a science experiment in the Wonka factory. That's what came out.
This is so wrong.
Yeah,
it's like,
you're spitting right now. This motherfucker's spitting.
That sounded so unnatural.
Yeah,
this motherfucker is spitting.
Are so simple, so crisp, so fun to eat. The satisfying snap, the perfect two-pack. Oh, my God. Kit Kat. Every time.
They have
and
other flavors,
that was
too.
A very common full size that you would get.
I'd say it's a four-pack, no?
Well, that's like the Halloween size or the two mini
Halloween.
You get,
oh,
you
Halloween,
get the twos.
Halloween.
Yeah. Halloween.
Yeah. They have good other flavors, too. I had a matcha
oh,
tic-tac one.
Are you about to go to Japan on us?
I like
the matcha ones are unreal.
White chocolate.
White chocolates are pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So Nick's going with the Kit Kat. Tommy?
That is
yeah, I'll echo everything Nick said. And here's my thing with Take 5s. Take 5s, 100 grands. I get them confused. What's the difference between the two? I get them confused a lot. So.
What?
Dude, they're not even close.
Very different thing.
They're literally
no, on- I know that. And I think I like 100 grand bars a lot. But when I just see them and I hear them at first, I'm like, which one is which? So that's my thing with those.
Very different, though.
That's just a huge
It's just like, it. No, that's there's the numbers. I bet a lot of people are like, take 500 grand, what's the difference? But a lot of people.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Oh, now that you're saying this, I get take 5s and fast breaks confused.
Yeah.
Well, they're both Reese's, those.
They're both the best.
Is take 5 Reese's?
Yeah, they took it over.
Oh.
I think I get that. I think I throw that in there, too.
So
in the confusion. You don't confuse Kit Kat with shit about dick, so I'm going Kit Kat.
The 100 grand bar is.
You're not confusing Reese's. with anything.
No, I'm not confusing it's Snickers with anything.
Chocolate, yeah, caramel, yeah, and crisped rice. So there's no pretzel. Mm-hmm. It's crisped rice.
What are we
rice,
talking about?
The 100 grand bar. There's no pretzel involved.
Is there caramel in that?
It's yeah, like, yep, it's yep, like yep, a, yep, yes, yeah, caramel.
I like
chocolate.
100 grand bars a lot.
Yeah, those are good too. I agree with that. But I do like Take Five more. Okay, so you're going with that. Clemmer?
So
I'm sorry, which one did you pick?
Kit Kat.
Kit Kat, yeah.
I had never heard of a Take Five.
Oh.
So I went and looked. It came out in December of 2004. I would have been too old.
Kid on the block.
I would have been too old for this.
Too old? No, you wouldn't.
Well, I wouldn't have gotten Halloween or anything.
Yeah, I mean, you can't eat candy.
I have retired from trick-or-treating 10 years earlier.
But you could eat it.
At that point, he was working at the gas station.
Yeah, that's true.
No. I was working at a newspaper selling advertising.
Oh, holy shit, dude.
It makes it so hard,
man.
In Florida.
Oh, a newspaper in Florida.
A weekly. The Zephyr Hills News.
Tommy was 7. I was 10.
8, yeah.
I was 24.
Yeah.
And
the newspaper
actually,
industry
I was 25.
Was still booming.
It came out in December. So, yeah, I mean, this, I don't know what this is. It doesn't look very good. I'm sure maybe it tastes good. What? I don't know. It doesn't look good. I'm just saying.
Thank you, Clemmer.
It just doesn't look good. It looks like a mess.
Doesn't look good.
I'm just seeing the picture. I never experienced this.
What's a picture?
It's a chocolate pretzel.
Looks like a slug with a crazy chicken out of it.
It's a bad picture.
It probably is a bad. I don't know what it is, guys.
I'm going to have to get you one.
I do know one thing. Kit Kats are awesome. They always are awesome. They are very unique. I never get tired of them. I've never experienced anything since a Kit Kat. That's like a Kit Kat. It's a Kit Kat.
Okay, again, just to give you the note on this, chocolate, peanuts, caramel, peanut butter, and pretzels.
It sounds like too much. I don't
know. Five things. Take five.
Yeah, let's take three of those out, you know? Take two.
I want to smack that fucking Adam's apple out of your
sweet
throat.
And salty. It's a great
so
combination.
Much. I'm gonna have to get it for you now.
I don't know. I'm not saying it's bad. I simply don't know.
Let's get him one.
It's okay
we'll get you one.
Things, Mark. You should know that by now.
We should get one too.
We'll get you one. We're gonna all split it.
Dumb fuck,
Francis.
Fucking
oh my god.
You fucking Adam apple. Fucking loser.
Oh my god. I love Clemmer on Kane.
Look, you know, to me. I don't mind Take Fives. I like them, but it's another one of those things where that is a bastardization, a twist on a Reese's for me, and a lot of these, like, you know, I don't know. That's hard to say, but I'm not gonna have it beat Kit Kat, which is just such a fucking force. You're always happy with Kit Kat. Doesn't try to be something it's not. It is. It's subtle. It's graceful. It's understated. It's clean in hand. It breaks so well. What a wonderful jingle! How about that ad campaign? Everybody knows. Give
Isn't
me a break.
A good sharing candy.
Break me off a piece of that
Kit Kat bar.
It's just so iconic. It's so good. So yeah, Kit Kat, king of the zeitgeist. Go ahead.
I was just looking at the tagline for Take Five. Is the best bar you've never heard of, which.
Fire.
That makes it rough here.
That's fire.
That's brutal.
That's great.
Mush?
It's just Take Five's my favorite candy. It's not even close. I would bet Take Five, but I do love a snap.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love a snap of anything. So I do get Kit Kat's my second favorite. Yeah. So this is tough.
Same. I'm in the same boat.
Yeah. Take Five's by far my first, but Kit Kat.
Send Kit Kat to the next round.
Yeah, send it.
Kit Kat's
I like a hot dog that snaps.
Yeah,
love it's that. A good snack. Good, like,
snapper.
Next matchup is the 4 versus the 5. Twix versus M&M's. M&M's, you almost had in the worst one. M&M is going to be in among the best here.
Are you
going to
do a specific one? Or
yeah,
do
we can. I think it should encompass all the M&M's if we're doing the same thing with the other ones. But we can. We can make it more specific. It doesn't need to be the regular. It could be peanut. It could be cookie or whatever you guys want. I think it should include all though, because you get different packages.
Yeah, we haven't been. Like Skittles were all.
Yeah, there, exactly.
So. Okay.
So all M&M's versus all, we'll say like all Twix as well. Mush.
This is tough. Sometimes with Twix, I don't like when the caramel gets kind of stuck on me.
Mm.
You know what I mean? When it's going out and it just hits you.
Too much caramel.
It's too much, too much. I'm going to go M&M's because I love the pretzel M&M's. Like I can eat nonstop. So I love those ones. M&M's.
One for M&M's, Francis.
Ooh, I got to say, that shortbread cookie in the Twix, whoever thought to put that in there,
yeah,
that's a pretty big swing from a candy maker. And it works on a lot of levels. I really like it. I don't really like there's something about, I don't like the brown bag of an M&M's. It just, to me, is the most kind of dumpy. It's not dull, catchy.
Normal M&M's are not
that good. What about the yellow peanut M&M?
Yeah. Peanut M&M's changed the game, but it's like still to me, it's almost like the brown bag weighs it all down. Mm-hmm. It weighs it all down. Everything that came after, to me, when there's a candy that you've made after the fact as the next iteration, which usurps, and not only usurps, but almost renders like irrelevant the original bag, it means that we shouldn't honor it as much. Twix, to me, is the winner here.
Mm-hmm.
Stefan, name the most disappointing Halloween candy you could get as a kid.
Oh. Name a few if you have some.
Disappointing?
Yeah.
The Werther's, probably.
Werther's has got to go.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. Candy corn? Yeah, it's tough for Nick.
But no, that's fine.
Whoppers.
Oh, Whoppers suck too. Oh,
Whoppers. Whoppers is
those
good.
Are all pretty good answers.
That's a good answer.
Yeah.
Shit.
That's probably. I'm a candy guy.
Okay.
No, those are all good picks.
We'll always have that Jack Mack moment.
Yeah, that one
that
was.
Yeah.
All right, boys, I ruined the fucking show.
That was unbelievable. That moment. Clemmer, Twix versus Eminem.
I can only think back to when I was a kid, and you get the you pull out the yellow bat, like the it was like a fun size, like this, like a square, the M&M peanut M&Ms, like that was such a like delight to get those.
Yeah,
like, I was like, that's awesome, like what a great candy. And I still get excited about it. I just had some peanut M&Ms at my house a couple days ago. I bought a big bag at the supermarket. They hold up. They're great. They're awesome. M&Ms the best.
And you almost feel like you're eating almost a healthy snack.
It's such a little portion, like
with them.
Yeah,
you almost think like. You think, oh, this is in Gorp, so how bad can it be? You know?
I personally never associate M&M's with healthy food, but, you know.
Peanut M&M's. Just the peanut ones.
Either way, I mean, I'll just eat peanuts.
Peanuts have to be, the peanut M&M's
have
to be healthier.
It's the vegetable of candy.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, but they're very good. I enjoyed them. So M&M's easily.
Tommy?
In a landslide.
I fucking love Twix bars. It is by far my favorite candy. I think it's the perfect combination. The chocolate, the caramel, the cookie that Francis was talking about. I actually like the smaller ones, like the more bite-sized ones you would get on Halloween, as opposed to the longer ones. I think they're like better in like a 2 or 3 bite thing. I fucking love Twix. I love Twix. Always have, always will. And I like M&M's a lot. But I don't like peanut M&Ms. I think peanut M&Ms are the most fucking overrated thing in the world.
Wow.
I like caramel M&Ms, I like regular M&Ms, and I like mini M&Ms. Peanut M&Ms, I feel like it's crazy how much people like them. But Twix, to me, will not be topped in this bracket. It's my favorite candy, so I'm going with Twix.
Twix. Nick, what do you got?
Tommy?
Yeah?
I think we're candy twins. Twix is my favorite candy.
Yes!
Wow.
And I loved when it was a big swing by the Candyman. The Candyman was like, let's fuck around today.
Yeah.
Make something new. We don't need a bunch of ingredients. We just need something new. Mm. It's the perfect name. You could show that to a caveman and be like, that's Twix.
Mm.
It looks like a Twix. It is a Twix. Yes, number one.
The gold wrapper is pretty.
Now I will say I'm not a fan of their whole ad campaign of like left Twix, right Twix.
So stupid.
Shut the fuck up. You just make your slogan. We make the best fucking candy of all.
Yeah.
I don't care about
shut up, candy boy.
Right Twix. You keep making that candy, I'll keep shoving it down my throat.
KB,
I don't know what my vote is. You guys decide for me. I would take a Twix over the original M&Ms. I would take Twix over the peanut. I would not take it over. The red bag crispy.
Ooh, those are good.
It's all M&M's.
The blue bag.
Yeah, but you're going so far down the M&M's line.
The two main forms of M&M's you're going.
Yeah, you can't. If you go that deep in M&M's, then you can't say it's
all
beating.
All right, then I'll go Twix.
All right.
You have to.
KB,
in
what
the
was
purple
your
bag? Brownie.
Brownie, yeah.
Oh, what?
I had the cookie ones the other day. They were amazing.
What about the peanut butter ones? Those are solid.
Yeah, those are really good, too.
KB, what was your best Halloween costume you ever had?
The Coke?
A chia pet, probably.
That's a good one.
It didn't work. It was mostly duct tape, like little lawn trimmings scattered about.
Okay, let's do our chain for this to go up against the one seed. First, we have a fast break bar, which we did talk about a little bit earlier. That's from KB. Big fast break guy. Big fan?
It's my favorite candy bar, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize this. I didn't include Milky Way.
Woo!
Milky Way's on the list for Tommy.
Mistake.
Tommy also included Milk Duds, I disagree.
Milk Duds suck.
I hate Milk Duds.
Oh my god, dude.
Suck.
I like Milk Duds, and I knew it would be this reaction, but I don't cower down to.
You know, Tommy, if you've been wondering how to fucking clog that leak in your roof,
yeah,
go get some chewed up Milk Duds.
I like Milk Duds. Call me crazy.
You also pick Tootsie Rolls.
I like Tootsie Rolls too. I think they're so unique. Like, I don't really get them anytime other than Halloween. Like, I'm not going to the store and buying fucking Tootsie Rolls. Yeah. And I think there is something cool about it. Yeah, I reached my hand in a bowl.
And there's something cool about Tootsie Rolls.
Yeah, there are.
Oh, yeah. They're like cigarettes or skateboards.
Yeah.
Dual Starburst, but you get both pink. Like the double Starburst thing. Ooh. And you get
lucky,
two pink.
Lucky day.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's
a good one.
That's a good one.
Really good one. You also pick Crunch Bars, which are underrated. I didn't even think about them until you bought them.
I was thinking, I would never buy a full-size Crunch Bar. I don't think I've ever bought a Crunch Bar
ever.
For money. Yeah. But I love eating them, and I love like the imprint of the word Crunch.
Yeah, that's nice.
And it's got like a nice like hatching kind of,
crisp rice. Yeah.
I think a Crunch Bar also, this branding, it's probably the closest thing in my mind to a Wonka bar. Mm. Like what I would imagine a Wonka bar looked like.
Yeah.
You also pick, in the last one, you also had Strawberry Nerds.
Yeah, I love a little pack of Nerds. You shoot them back.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the pack.
That sound, too.
Little box,
On the cardboard. Oh, that's a good sound. Yeah. We'll start with you, Mush. I'll give you the options again. Fast Break Bar, Milky Way, Milk Dud, Tootsie Roll, Dual Starburst, both pink, Crunch Bar, or Strawberry Nerds.
I have two things I want to say. Overrated, Hershey Bar. I don't think I've ever. You would think it's one of the best candies, but it's
just the oldest.
And
I don't think Hershey Bar is anybody's favorite candy.
Nobody.
No, I do like it though. Like fine. It's honestly the only pure chocolate bar, right?
Yeah. And most of the other ones have other sorts.
Right, they have other shit. If I just want a chocolate bar, I think it's just Hershey.
They kind of get Godot.
I like the full size where you could break them into little rectangles.
Yeah.
A lot.
And my second one was this is very probably not a popular. Whatever I'm going to say is I can't think of nothing right now. I'm sorry. Smarties.
What a Smarties.
I used to love Smarties.
Smarties not bad.
That is very ironic. You could.
Yeah, I very probably almost like everybody else.
What's the
Smarties.
Word?
You struggled so hard to get there.
Smarties.
That's actually a great idea.
Oh, shit. That's good.
It's a great sub-brand. Smarty Mush.
Yeah. I love it.
I could see you just being like, that sounds kind of close to my name. Yeah. Subconsciously why you like
my name wasn't Marty back then.
Be like candy. Go like Eminem. Smarty.
My grandma's friend, we always used to go to her house for candy, and she gave out Smarties.
So, I got those a ton, yeah.
Which one you want?
Starburst.
The dual Starburst, yeah. Okay, Francis?
I'm going to go with Nerds on this one, actually. I love Nerds. I love it. You could take a whole box in one mouthful, which I liked, and then you could just suck them all into one cohesive sort of piece. Mm-hmm. I like that, the Nerds.
Nick, sorry, you're saying?
It's funny and fun when you get a box of strawberry and there's like one purple in there and you think of his journey.
Yo, I think about that all the time when I have it. That's great. And it's usually
Artie and I have a lot in common.
It's usually a lot bigger than the other ones too.
Yeah, what the fuck?
A little bit.
Like how'd you get here, you little booger?
Like forbidden romance.
Yeah, it's
I'm coming with you.
Ugly duckling. Clemmer.
Yeah, Starburst. And that was a pretty, I got this pretty regularly in Halloween. There's the two pack, you know? I got
they
all
knew.
The time.
They must have known
that we wanted the double pink.
Yeah.
Yeah, double pink.
Everyone loves those.
But even if I got, I think double yellow is the worst. Even those are good.
Mm-hmm.
Double pink's the best.
The worst is fine, you know?
Yeah. Then that's a sign of a good candy.
The craziest candy was the Pop Rocks.
Pop Rocks, yeah.
Those where you're just like, it's just fucking popping in your mouth was insane.
Oh, brother, make that crazy, crazy noise.
They have Pop Rocks now that turn into gum.
What?
Whoa.
For a minute, it pops and then it's gum. I didn't know that. We are way in the future.
Wow. Jesus. Candy's advanced. So which one are you you're going to go with, the Starburst, Clemmer?
Yes.
Tommy?
Yeah, I'm going the double pink Starburst, too. A good pick from my candy twin. I love the pink Starburst to get them both.
It's fucking worse.
You nice would like two in the pink.
yeah, sure. So candy. Thank you.
Starburst.
Not like a packaged option. That's just luck of the draw.
Right, but yeah. That adds to the Halloween experience.
Yeah.
It's a very bracket-esque pick, Kyle.
Yeah. Look, I know very that break isn't a Halloween candy. So what are the other picks?
It is Fast Break, Milky Way, Milk Dud, Tootsie Roll, Dual Starburst, Crunch Bar, and Strawberry Nerds.
Yeah, I'll do the Starburst, send it through.
Starburst.
I actually don't like how the Starburst has made a bag full of pinks, where it's like, I liked kind of getting the bad ones.
Yeah, you had to earn it.
Go through it. Yeah, don't just, like, get pink every time.
You can't have the sweet without the sour. Yeah. I think half pink. Get rid of the fucking yellows and do red, orange, pink, pink.
Yeah. So the
reds are good.
Our Starburst are going to go up against the number.
But it's like, just be a pink.
Yeah, because it's similar enough to the flavor. Yeah, I'd just rather pink. The Starburst is going up against the number one seed Reese's Cup. If you guys want, we can just make it all Reese's. It can be like Reese's. Or actually, is that Violet the Spirit?
It doesn't matter.
Well, it hurts your fast break and your.
Yeah.
Take five.
Let's say it's Reese's Cup for now. Reese's.
Plumber, what's your vote before you go?
Reese's Cup for Starburst.
What's your
just
vote?
Say your vote.
Oh, you know what? I bet he has like a Reese's Cup on his desk.
That's why. Yeah, good call.
It's going to be such a bad bit.
Can we try a thing where
none of us talk to Clemmer for the rest of the episode? None of us talk to Clemmer.
Or we should have the whole audience watching just tweet at Clemmer, like, how's your rash doing?
You're just
how's his rash doing on
it? All right, here it comes with the, nobody talked to him. All right, who's already your vote?
It's KB's and it's Reese's versus.
I'm going Reese's easy.
Reese's easy. Significantly better, Nick.
One of the most, this was sticks with me. I called them Reese's, and then they were like, and I was calling them Reese's Pieces, like the pieces. It was something I realized I was saying wrong forever, and I tried to defend it, and I couldn't.
Yeah,
it's very embarrassing.
Contraction. It's Reese's.
Yeah, Reese's. There's no real downside. I like the single packs. They're the peanut butter they have in there is unlike any other peanut butter. I don't know what they did. It's a real, real special.
That's so true. You can never find that peanut butter.
Yeah, but they do sell it, but it's not as good in the jar just as itself.
Yep.
Yeah. So I'm going Reese's.
Two for Reese's. Tommy.
I'm ready to get scorched for this, but I think Reese's are a little bit overrated. I like them.
I'm changing my vote.
Don't get me wrong. I like Reese's.
But
I
Reese's
just think
being overrated would still make them incredible.
I think they're very good. I think we just anoint them as like the best candy bar none. We can't even debate it. I don't think that's true. I like Twix more. I like Milky Ways more. Hell, I probably like Kit Kats and Snickers more too.
Milky Way over Reese's.
That's
crazy.
Insane.
I've just always been team caramel over peanut butter. I just like the flavor more. I don't dislike Reese's. I'll actually vote them through here, but just something to get on your radar for future voting rounds for me.
Three for Reese's.
Saying you don't like Reese's right now is like saying
I did not say I don't
Taylor
like them.
Swift,
Marty, Marty, I did not say I don't like them.
You really don't. You're pandering to the crowd.
If I pandered, I would have said, "Oh, Reese's, I love the fucking candy." I would have brought a fucking bag of Reese's to the recording.
Oh, you boy! Here you go, Marty Mush. Huh? How about this?
I'm taking one. I'm taking one.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. You like it?
Gooch.
We have to take
it. Oh, yeah. Just hit Gooch right in the head.
How about that?
Look at this.
Even for you, you're
Wait, Clemmer, aren't you lactose?
I am.
And you still eat Reese's?
Well, there's no cheese. Just chocolate. I can have chocolate. Do you have any mini?
Is it not milk chocolate?
Yeah, I don't. It doesn't give me the diarrhea, though.
Wow.
It's good though, right? I got those as a snack yesterday. I was gonna, you know, give people it for Halloween, but that's fun, you know.
The only downside is too much garbage when you're done eating.
Yeah,
God damn, this is so good.
You're so right though, Nick. The crust is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Crust is the best part. That's why I like the little guys.
Mm-hmm.
It's not you can't replicate it. I've seen people try to.
The
make
big
their
ones
own.
Are way too big.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh way God. Too. I don't know if that's the. Are you not going to be able to finish it?
No, they are
just
too
like
big.
There's too much of that much. Middle. You don't get enough crust.
So. That's like the Oreo that's like mega stuffed.
Yeah,
too much.
Yeah, that's way too much.
I got so much chocolate in my mouth.
No, listen.
So I'm just
I like that. It's really good. I won't deny that it's really good.
So you're going with Reese's, I'm assuming?
Of course.
Another one for Reese's is going to win, but.
Is that your number one candy, Clemmer?
It's magic.
I don't know. It's up there, though. Skittles are really good.
You would love a take five, though. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing.
Yeah. This is magic. It's magic. It'll last beyond humans on Earth. It's Reese's for sure.
It just made me so happy.
It's so good.
Like it gives you like ecstasy eating a Reese's.
It was by far the thing I was the most excited to get as a kid when I
Oh yeah,
went trick or treating for sure.
Marty,
Reese's. It's even like the Reese's pieces still is so good too.
Yep.
Oh, not a fan of those.
Reese's pieces are good. The peanut butter
Reese's
way
pieces
better.
Are
you guys don't like
E.T. candy.
I don't like
still good.
I don't like the covered.
I don't like those. Those I would say borderline don't like.
Yeah, I don't like them.
That's crazy.
So now we can run through the rest of this side of the bracket. And we have first, or actually we should run through our last ad probably first, right? Makes more sense about before we get through and get straight into the playoffs. We'll talk about Omaha Steaks first, another great food. Omaha Steaks falls in the air, and that means we're looking forward to crisp mornings, falling leaves, and sweater weather. More importantly, it's the perfect time for fall grilling, tailgating, and cozy comfort food. Omaha Steaks are the world's best beef, naturally aged for the ultimate in tenderness, juiciness, and flavor. They have all your fall cravings covered with 50% off site-wide during their semi-annual sale. That's 50% off all of your favorite tender, juicy, extra-aged steaks, like their butcher's cut filet mignons. Go to omahasteaks.com today and use code LIGHTS at checkout for an extra $30 off your order. With Omaha Steaks, the possibilities are endless, endless flavors, endless value on incredible entrees, scrumptious sides, and decadent desserts, and more. And all of them are 50% off during the semi-annual sale, and every bite is backed by their 100% unconditional guarantee. Every steak and entree is flash frozen, vacuum sealed, and ready for whenever you want to grill. So go to omahasteaks.com and shop all of your delicious favorites for half the price. Don't forget to enter promo code LIGHTS at checkout for an extra $30 off. Hurry, this sale is only for a limited time. Minimum purchase may apply. Shout out to Omaha Steaks.
Love to get that in Halloween bag.
Yeah. If I get Omaha Steaks, you know, yeah. Oh, yeah. Adult Halloween would actually be kind
of
fun.
Imagine just like a pillowcase leaking of like
meat
steak juice.
Yeah, no, it's flash frozen, so no, you don't have to worry about leaking. Okay, so Kit Kat versus Skittles. You're up first, Marty.
I gotta go Kit Kat. Kit Kat's my second favorite candy. Again, I just love the snap.
Mm-hmm. Big Kit Kat guy.
I could have a lot more Kit Kats than Skittles.
This one's tough for me.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Yep.
That's not true.
Yes, I can.
More full Kit Kat bars than Skittles.
Yeah. Skittles get too sweet for me, and I like stop eating them halfway.
But a bag of Skittles.
20, no, no, no.
30?
No, it's more than 30 Skittles.
Okay. Even more toward my point.
I'd say less.
I'd say less
smarty.
I could eat so many Kit Kats.
If I made a movie, like in a movie theater, I got finished a giant like movie theater bag.
I know,
Skittles.
And so will I, but my teeth will feel awful.
25 Kit Kat. Well, I'm saying like because one counts as one. One sliver counts as one.
One bar of the Kit Kat.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah.
I could eat 25 of those easily.
I think it probably could too.
100%.
6 4 packs.
I feel like ass after.
Those are like we're eating wafers there. It's very light.
Skittles though, you could just mindlessly eat 100.
No, but then like you're saying that your teeth start hurting and it's like your stomach starts.
I'm not disagreeing.
No, no, no. What? Challenge him formally, Tommy. For
formally challenge you in a sitting to eat more Kit Kats than Skittles.
Well, yeah,
are you eating this?
Is it 1-1?
I'm not eating shit.
Yes,
no.
What's the challenge?
Yeah, what am I get?
Him.
So what?
Tommy
sucks at challenges.
All right, fine. I'll eat more Skittles than you eat Kit Kat. Easily.
Oh.
To be clear, his thing.
You're disagreeing with that?
I think I could. I can.
His thing can eat more Kit Kats. Then he
can
eat
tough
Skittles.
It's gonna be tough.
And he just gets one Skittle to one Kit Kat.
I thought it would be.
I thought you were competing like against yourself.
I'll be honest. I thought it'd be like two Skittles to one Kit Kat.
Well,
that's not fair.
What you said. No,
no, it's not
at
the same length.
I think
you still would
that's
annihilate.
That's what I thought,
him.
Though.
Just take
no, I'm not agreeing. The deal was one Skittle versus one Kit Kat.
You could do a caloric. You could do a caloric comparison and just say however many Skittles.
That's not what the debate was. We're bringing up.
That's what I was thinking about. That's
weight.
What?
Do weight. Do it in weight.
What Marty said is
I was thinking
more
about
number
like
of Kit Kats.
He's giving you 2-1. Just grab it.
You
can grab like 20 Skittles. That's 10 Kit Kats.
I agree. Okay. Two to one's fine.
He's gonna ruin them.
All right. So then, what size Kit Kat? And we're saying
like
every.
I'd say like what do you call it? The Halloween size.
Yeah.
So just make every rule for Marty, and then that.
hold on. I would argue to make it really fair. I would say one stick. To two Skittles.
Yeah, one of the Halloween sticks.
You should bury him. You could have 40 in 30 seconds.
That's fair. I'll do this. I'm just saying
stomach problems. That's not me.
I'm just saying this changed drastically from what Marty said.
No, that's what I meant, though.
Every time, dude.
That one was really good.
He hears a word that has to do with, like, gastro system. Yeah. And before I can even process it, his brain has already told him to make the fart sound.
Yeah, I just had stomach problems. And it
like
came
human
out.
Instinct. Oh,
so Marty good. Said he personally could eat more Kit Kats than Skittles, and somehow this is now I could eat double as many Skittles as Marty could eat. So it's just not what he said. But fine, we'll do it.
You could do it, though. You're going
to
win.
Oh, yeah, no, it's a cute little thing. We'll do it.
It'll be easy.
Do it to end this episode. Go grab them.
Yeah, go grab them.
Two Skittles to one stick of a small, which means you're eating four Skittles to a pack, a little pack of Kit Kat.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's more than fair. Right. Francis, Kit Kat versus Skittles.
No, I'm not.
Kit Kat versus Skittles. I'm going to go Skittles.
Oh, you're my candy twin. Don't let me down.
I'm going Skittles on this
baby.
One.
Let me down, Twinny.
Skittles, Clemmer.
Skittles.
Two for Skittles.
What?
Tommy.
What are we debating?
Kit Kat for Skittles.
Jesus Christ, Tommy.
I mean, Kit Kat, I know this goes against out of the debate, but I do, I think I like Kit Kats more than Skittles. That being said, I could obviously eat more Skittles.
Kit Kat, we're 2-2. Nick?
It's Kit Kat here. Kit Kat is elite.
Twinning once again.
Kit Kat for sure.
Marty was, it's the sound, it's the taste, it's everything. It's got it all.
Yeah.
Fruit flavors.
It doesn't have that.
Yeah, that's true. It doesn't have that.
I could have gone either way. It's 50-50 for me on this.
Reese's versus Twix. This is a tough one. No. Like, dude, no, I don't mean like it's tough. Like, yeah, it's obviously Reese's, but like, I love both these candies a lot.
Twix.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
You're gonna get
KB.
You're gonna get two Twix at least.
KB.
Kit Kat.
Well, it's not.
Oh. Someone doesn't know.
The matchup.
It's Reese's versus Twix.
Reese's.
The guy likes it. What do you like?
Reese's. Nick.
It's Twix here.
Twix, wow. Tommy?
I'm with my Twixie 20 and going with Twix. And I know it's going to be 4-2 Reese's that's what the mob said. The mob mentality decided Reese's.
I want mentality. You guys are part of the problem.
You're going to get your Pfizer vaccines and eat your Reese's pieces.
I sensed him going into Trump mode as he went on. I'm like, where is it going to hit? Clemmer?
This is Reese's peanut butter cups?
Yeah.
Versus
Twix.
Versus Twix? I mean, what are we doing here? Reese's peanut butter cups. This is obvious.
What are we doing?
Like this is dumb.
We're debating what's a better candy, and these are two really good candies.
It's not a debate.
Fair debate.
I feel bad for Twix.
Bury 'em, boys.
I feel bad for Twix, but it's Reese's.
3-2 in favor.
Fifth
Reese's.
Booster. Yeah. Sixth booster.
I really, really, really... You saying Twix twin is killing me, because I want to say... I'm going to say Twix.
Oh!
Party!
Fuck.
And eat triplets. That's
because I like Twix a lot.
It's the Twixy triplet.
And the way I like that cup sometimes is too much for me. And I know I'm not letting the mob Reese's come after me.
Thank you.
And that wafer in there, you even said it yourself, Fred.
Give me it back. Give me it back.
That fucking wafer is unbelievable.
It's good, but it's not the mag.
Any moron could put it in this circular cup.
Standing up.
Yeah, we're standing up to Reese's.
80 million votes.
Okay.
Got you that candy.
Okay, Gooch, you want a tie break between Reese's and Twix?
Reese's.
Yeah! Reese's. Way to go, Gooch!
Tried, fellas.
So Reese's versus Kit Kat to go into the finals against Almond Joy.
This is such a weird championship.
Yeah, do I like Kit Kat more than I hate Almond Joy?
Exactly. That will be the question.
I'm Kit Kat. Kit Kat's so fucking good. I think these are both very good picks to be in the final. They're both just stick to their guns. Exactly what they are, Kit Kat.
They ever make a peanut Kit Kat?
They didn't have to.
Yeah,
I guess not, but I would love
to try. I've never had any other Kit Kat. I really haven't. I always get the original.
Francis?
I'm going to go get one after this.
I can resist candy. I cannot resist Reese's. If there's a Reese's, I have to eat it, no matter if I'm like trying to watch my weight or whatever. So Reese's, yeah.
Reese's? Clemmer?
The only bad thing about Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, when people like Francis call them Reese's.
Sorry.
Burn! Another Clemmer burn.
Holy shit, Clemmer.
Reese's.
Racking them up.
Peanut butter cup.
1-0 Ellis.
No.
So what are you going?
1-1.
What is this game?
Tommy.
What are the rules?
I'm going Kit Kat. Look, again, I'm not the guy sitting here being like Reese's is bad. It's very good. It's just not the king of all candy like we anointed it to be. I like Kit Kats more.
Yeah, Kit Kats, 2-2 right now. Nick, do I even have to ask?
What'd my twin say?
He said Kit Kats.
Yeah, I'm going Kit Kat.
Kit 3-2. KB.
We're fun to say, too.
Yeah, these two are always in the finals together.
Yeah.
There's no,
no matter the sport.
I'm going to go Reese's by a little bit.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to be tied up. Gooch, you want to break again? Reese's versus Kit Kat.
It's Reese's. You quit asking. Yeah. It's going to be Reese's every time.
Yeah. Oh, this is fucking...
I would have been mad
you
if Kit Kat... Because I think Twix are better than Kit Kat.
Is the winner of the bracket.
And this next round is going
to
destroy me.
Okay, so...
Can even pretend to say that Almond Joys are worse than Reese's are good.
So this is the...
That's exactly what it is.
So this is what you have to do. This is how we're voting on this. Are Almond Joys as bad as Reese's are good?
Can we think of a hypothetical that's like you can... Would you rather never be able to... Would you rather never be able to eat
a Reese's again or only get to eat Almond Joy again?
Right.
No, I don't think that is an equivalence. I don't.
I think the original thing I said, like, which one of these, like, is...
I'd rather never get to eat Reese's.
Would you rather have neither or every time you wanted a Kit Kat, you had to eat an Almond
Joy? I guess also frame it in the way of Halloween, if that makes sense. So maybe if, like... Yeah.
Here's a good way of, like, on Halloween, are you more excited when you see a Reese's or are you more disappointed when you see the Almond Joy?
I guess, yeah. I think that works, right?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
That's exactly what we have been saying.
Well, it was very concisely
stated. It's the same thing.
You just sort of gave it a garnish.
Best or worst. Best, worst, worst.
Yeah. So start.
I really concisely
KB.
Got to the bottom of it.
No, you elongated.
No, concisely.
You
got
flourished.
To the bottom
of that. KB? These two are way more alike than they are different. They're both good candy bars. Reese's.
Reese's. Nick?
If there's no Reese's in my sack, if there's no Reese's in my plastic jack-o'-lantern, I'll grab a Twix. I'll grab a Snickers. Almond Joy is always sitting at the bottom of the bowl. It'll be in my mom. My mom had a little wicker basket that I poured my candy into. It would be there till next Halloween.
The
bottom of this wicker basket was paved in Almond Joy. fuck Almond Joy. Going with it.
1-1. Tommy?
Re-fucking tweet. Everything he just said, times two.
These two are fucking just put your dicks in each other's asses already.
It's like, yeah, like if I got a bunch of Almond Joys, it'd be, if I got a bunch of Reese's, oh, nice. But like, I want some other candies. It's Almond Joy is worse than Reese's is good. Final answer.
Clemmer?
I don't know if you guys missed it, but I very generously gave everyone a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup earlier on in this show. And when I did that, I did not get myself one. Because I have to be in a certain mood to enjoy candy. I'm not in that mood right now.
Whoa.
Oh, that's
I am always
trap.
I am always in the mood.
What a twist!
I am always in the mood to ignore an Almond Joy.
Wow,
Almond Joy is much worse than Almond Joy.
Animal, you're always in the mood to ignore.
You're damn right.
Yeah, very well said, Clemmer.
Clemmer put his arm back like this. I just nailed that one.
You ignored an Almond Joy.
Wait, give us
hey. Every second.
No, so.
You could go to the store any day and just go get him. He chooses not to.
Paradox.
I kind of agree. When you're in the candy aisle.
Right into his trap. Thank you, Chris. I would take these pieces.
When you're in the candy aisle and you see Almond Joy, you are like, ugh. And you don't even have to get a Reese's. You're just like, ugh.
I always hate them. I always have time for hate.
Reese's like, oh, all right, it's there.
We're 3-1 in favor of Almond Joy.
This is awesome.
Boy.
Fucking crazy.
The arguments have been stronger than I would have thought. I have to give you guys credit on that. I almost think this is like an optimist versus pessimist type argument.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that just makes me a hopeful person. Maybe that just means I see the world from a better lens. I believe in people. I believe in, you know, goodwill and karma, and that I try to believe in my fellow man. Which is why I think that I enjoy a Reese's more than I hate anything. I you know, certainly
more than you hate racism.
Yeah, I don't mind racism, especially when I'm eating a Reese's.
That's the new slogan.
That's their new ad campaign.
Oh man, yeah. So I'm gonna go with Reese's, and I'm sure I'm getting the sense it's not gonna win, but that's okay.
Marty,
when's the last time you had an Almond Joy, KB?
Probably 4, 5, maybe even 6, 7, 8 years. There's a lot of things that I consider fine that I don't indulge in.
I'm going Almond Joy. I just think that when you think of dessert, you just shouldn't have coconut there. And like peanut butter makes sense.
I don't agree with that
part. But almond, what?
I don't agree with
I think coconut should be in the dessert.
Yeah, I like coconut custard pie a lot. I like coconut.
Would you rather chocolate mousse or a coconut?
Coconut custard pie. Chocolate mousse too rich. Way too rich. But I dislike almond joys for the almonds. You dislike it for the coconut. That's fine. We still both dislike it.
Marty, I'll give you one last chance. Are you sure you want to vote this way?
Oh, what is
Ken? Yes, he does.
Ken Jack's got such a wait. Just wait.
That is impartial.
Are you sure?
I'm partial.
Then the winner is of this episode, Clemmer.
Yeah. Woo! That's fine. I'm for the integrity.
Oh my God.
For the integrity.
He played us all like a fiddle.
Genius. I'll bring in the Reese's, and they'll realize my pick was Reese's.
Yeah, played like an absolute fiddle by Chris Clemmer, the winner of the bracket, episode 99, best/worst Halloween candy. Is Almond Joy. I'm despondent. But
this whole winner thing, the only winner that we should be thinking about for every episode is the audience. We want the audience to have a great fucking time listening. I think the audience is the real winner today.
Yeah.
Clemmer, why don't you donate that one to the audience? Give that one out to the audience.
That's true. You should donate.
Give that one to the
audience. Audience gets to pick the next topic.
Yeah.
You guys make. Nope. I'm keeping it. Wow. I won.
That's the winner. We'll be back for episode 100. Going to think of something special for that one.
Oh, great. That's fucking really? Clemmer's response.
Episode, yeah.
Clemmer's, oh, no. I think I'll do 101.
Clemmer's going to be a guest on episode 101. We're going to see. We might have some special guests on episode 100.
Nervous.
What are you going to do? Best 1940s commercial actors,
yeah.
Clemmer? Don't sleep on Philip Dick.
I think you made that up.
Rather not.
Okay.
Bill Dick.
We'll be back next week with a new topic. You guys.
Feeling lucky? You should be. Meet the new Lucky One Sweet Tea from Miss Peaches, the vodka drink that's positively doing good. Made with real tea and real vodka, non-carbonated, 100 calories. And here's the scoop. Their new sweet tea is the only vodka-based sweet tea on the market. Simple ingredients in a smooth, full flavor that makes it taste just like the real sweet tea. Best part? Every can helps rescue dogs find their forever homes as they work to a goal of donating $1 million to dog rescues in 2026. So if you love true sweet tea, this one's a no-brainer. Pick up a Lucky One sweet tea today and give back one can at a time.
Hey, it's Fran from Chicks in the Office. It's peak summer. One plan is turning into five, but trust, I'll be wearing Abercrombie to all of them. Catch me in their Sloan tailored pan at work and then the happy hour right after. The Dylan dress for dinner plans when you want something easy but still put together. And of course, their denim. Because Abercrombie denim just works, no matter the plan. Keep up with the pace of summer without overthinking it. Shop in the app, online, and in stores.
Dedication isn't born in the light of day. It's carved in the quiet hours before the world blinks awake. At Boar's Head, we rise with a mission. To deliver craftsmanship worthy of your table. A slice of something special folded into every moment worth savoring. Because dedication means delivering only the very best. Boar's Head. Committed to craft since 1905.
We had help.
On August 21st,
we have a stowaway.
Mutiny arrives on the big screen.
Who are you?
It is, trust me.
Jason Statham stars in the action movie to end your summer.
What do you want?
Vengeance. Mutiny. Rated R.
This one's brought to you by TickPick. Ever actually read a ticket receipt? Service fee? Processing fee? Convenience fee? Convenient for who? That's an extra $30 a ticket. TickPick doesn't do that. Never has, never will. No fees means the exact same seat, same section, same row. Costs less on TickPick. Fans trust TickPick for all their live events. Check the reviews yourself. So why overpay for the exact same seat? Download the TickPick app and never pay another service fee again. And for new TickPick customers, take $20 off your first order with promo code PMT20 in the TickPick app. Terms apply. That's PMT20 at checkout for $20 off your first order.